Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
I mean,
they didn't even know I was there. So, like, the dude that produced the show, his brother, they own a radio station. So, they know how to MC, you know what I mean? So, his brother MC, and he was like, we got a comedian come up to warm y'all up. I just did 30 minutes.
Oh, you did 30?
Yeah, I did 30 up front.
Oh, shit.
And then, because they was waiting for people to pile in. They still ordering drinks and shit like that, you know what I'm saying? You got to do what you got to do,
bro. Yeah, dude, you got to get it, bro.
And then, what up, y'all? What up? And then, so, like, I did my 30. And, like, people were still ordering and coming in when I was on stage. So, I'm, you know, people walking by, I'm riffing, you know what I mean, going off whatever, whatever. By the time everybody was settled in, now I'm in my set. Mm. And it's an R&B concert, so man, I went to the sex shit.
You know,
it was murdering. Murdering.
And
it
how many people was there?
Probably like 900,000.
Damn!
900 to 1,000, not 900,000.
It was right, it was right,
like 900,000? Yeah. Ooh.
And then, so late, and then the women were so...
That's dope. They actually got lenses?
No.
Right, no.
God damn it.
No.
These the do plastic, have these do have
like this. I was like, oh, good thing I did.
We're starting. Sit down.
Oh, we're starting. Me too. Got it.
Yeah, we already started. Chad.
We already late.
We got to see steel chairs and everything.
Hey, what's up, everybody?
Yeah.
Hey.
Are we rolling, rolling?
This is Chaz.
Oh, yeah,
hey.
This is Chaz, if y'all forgot.
Hi. Y'all
our
remember
buddy
me?
Is.
Hey.
We are back with another episode of Daddy Issues. Tony is late, even though we got a late start, and he's still late.
Late to late.
Late to late. Because we were shooting, so we knew we were starting late today, y'all.
And then he had extra time to sleep.
So much time.
Yeah.
And still was like, I'm still going to be late.
I'm still going to be late.
So that's what it is.
Tony goes, I'll raise your late.
Right.
With more late. What do you mean you forgot about me? What do you mean you forgot about Chaz?
Told you, man.
What are you talking about?
They said you missed the most
that's
now.
That's live at 5.
I did miss three whole weeks.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Without a doubt.
Absolutely.
You caught me, bro.
We're going to do a questions episode for y'all this week. Just because we ain't really been addressing y'all questions lately.
We got to grab some off YouTube.
Guess who finally shows up to a show?
Who?
Guess who finally shows up to a show?
You right, Chad.
The respect people don't have for the show, the dedication they don't have.
I like
it's
that
incredible.
It's crazy, yo. What's up, bro?
Use your headphones. Yeah, but I'll tell you about it after. That shit was fire, bro.
The picture looked immaculate.
I want to do more. Bro was like, I'm going to have you back, too. I was like, yeah, I want to.
It was Raheem, right?
Mm-hmm. But the dude producer, he going to bring in different artists.
Ah.
And I'm just going to be doing different concerts.
That's great, dog.
But it was the energy, bro.
Great crowd. Packed.
And they was just, take it out. It was a little much as far as that tip, but
a lot of ladies.
Yeah, bro, they was
take it off.
Yeah, oh, they were.
who show was?
I was like, I'm telling jokes.
You just poke him in the eye. I got a check.
They look real. Like, hold on.
I got lenses in, bro.
You just poke him in the eye.
Oh, they do have lenses.
No, they don't.
No. Yeah, I was like, there ain't no replay.
He poked right through it. No, I got close.
I like to stop. Like a brother. It's like, stop. I'm gonna tell.
I like him. I'm like, oh, damn. I gotta find. Now I gotta find.
Frames.
Yeah, bro.
Might wear
these doing lenses. Benny Bottoms.
Yeah, man, those lensless?
These have lenses, bro.
Oh. No, they don't.
Look at the ass with DC.
Those are extravagant.
People with lenses don't move.
Shut up. So, yeah, we're going to do questions episode. Just because we haven't really addressed y'all questions in a minute.
What's up, Keon's cousins?
Man, I'm glad to be back, guys. I feel
And thank y'all for pulling up.
We missed you, Chaz.
Thanks, man.
To All Stars yesterday, man. Y'all added an element to the show that was super dope. That was super dope.
Oh, you let them catch the show?
So that's the change in season 2 was instead of me being the fifth vote, They are.
Oh.
So they was in there the whole time, and they were throwing out suggestions to add to the list. So they was lit. Oh, it was super fun.
Don't ask for a check.
Okay. Yeah. Then we had you know, ain't no chalkboard no more. We got a screen.
Oh, like, classic.
Yeah,
okay, okay.
Set's different. It's budget, more of a lounge. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
It's different. It's different.
Y'all gave me the raggedy stool.
Yeah,
huh?
Hey, man.
I earned it.
You know how it is.
Hey, well, man, it wasn't me, man, but, you know.
Was it you?
Nah, I just got back here.
You deserve the raggedy stool.
Hey, Tony,
you
are right. You're right. I do deserve it.
But,
wait, how many did you miss?
I missed three.
Shit.
In a row.
That's
a record.
Let me be quiet.
That is a record.
That's a record. It's a record in a row.
Three in a row.
DC has still missed more. No, let's not act like DC hasn't missed more. In a year?
You might have caught
me. You might have caught me, bro.
In a year's time?
Yeah, but three back to back equals nine because you multiply them.
Three back to back is a lot.
Three back to back is crazy.
That's a lot.
Yeah, I feel like you had three in a row, though.
Never.
He's had two.
He's had two, for sure.
And then he showed up on the screen.
I think he had two and one on the screen.
Yeah. But the screen is here, though.
Yeah, that counts.
If Chaz would be on the screen, he'd have
got a winner.
The eyes, though.
He's so fraudulent, bro. I don't appreciate the eyes through the lens of the glasses, though.
Good thing he didn't move them down.
You better leave those glasses right there.
We are back with another episode.
We get all that.
I
get
all
that, man.
Why y'all do it up?
Because we're trying to talk. Because everybody's got to get out of here in like an hour.
Oh,
trying to come in hot.
We are back. Yeah, we came in.
That's not what we do.
We came in out the gate.
Go on.
And then we just going to take these ad breaks, too.
We going to go to questions, too.
What's the first one?
We can either read there or go off the page.
No, I mean the first ad.
Oh, what's the order? But we can't do it right now anyway.
15.
We gotta wait. We're gonna do 15, 30.
Oh, okay. Oh, y'all paying attention to time. Okay,
yeah.
Look at y'all.
Where's my
stuff, Craig?
I don't work at business. I quit them. I'm going straight to buying my stuff.
Where's my money?
He quit and left your stuff.
Yeah. I walked away from there. My money ain't walked away from
bad business. So I'm like, God damn.
I tried to tell you.
Sick of it. Now you got questions over here.
I said, do it yourself. I do mine myself.
Yeah, you gotta do it solo, bro.
Nobody
you
gotta be hands on. T-shirt companies.
You gotta be hands on. I do it myself.
I'm on it.
But you gotta know: are you willing to do it yourself?
Yeah.
Okay.
I'll be at the post office.
I know I'm not willing. Yeah. So
I got a supermarket every day, and it's right next to the post office.
It sure is.
Yeah.
I'm a daily shopper. I like my food fresh.
I feel that.
I only keep drinks in the fridge.
Yeah.
I feel it. And the post office is right there, right next door.
I don't mind dropping it off.
Yeah.
I don't
now I'm really like I think
ain't nothing
Tony's
wrong with dropping it off.
You said what?
Oh shit. Everybody, are we in the ad? Nope.
No.
Oh, okay.
I was like, wait, we must be off.
I just wanted to make a perverted joke. Sorry, guys.
Well, let's get some questions right away. Let's get on it. Let's get
all
on.
Right, what's they got up there?
Is
there any in there or
Kiyomi, they haven't seen Doctor Strange. Well, I don't know if Chaz
has. I haven't seen
it. I'm the only one that's seen it, so we can say that.
Okay, what is the movie that made you leave in the theater during the movie? Oh, I walked out of, I don't even know what it was called. It was that bad. It had a, was a man that plays Ant-Man, Paul Rudd, and who else was in it?
That wasn't bad.
I didn't see it.
Oh. Was it This Is 40?
No.
Who's in that?
Leslie Mann.
I know he walked out of Pompeii.
I did. Pompeii was awful, bro. Pompeii was awful. Pompeii might be one of the worst movies I've ever seen. That was with a dude from Game of Thrones.
You haven't seen enough films.
What you mean?
If that's one of the worst movies you've ever seen,
Pompeii was awful. Did you see Pompeii?
Yeah, I was in the theater with you.
You were?
Yeah. I stayed, though.
Ugh.
You say a movie is the worst you've ever seen if you didn't finish it.
Y'all went together.
It was so bad. I think we were movie hopping. So I think I went right back in Toy Story 3 or something like that. It was out. I said, this is God,
yeah,
that's bad. It's bad.
Yeah, but I would never have that as the worst movie ever, though.
No, it was pretty bad, bro. It was up there.
I'd go down a list of
worst movies ever.
That, yeah.
I walked out of Passion of the Christ because it got a little heavy for me. I was like, oh, this is heavy.
Oh, but that wasn't because it was bad.
No, it wasn't because it was bad. It was heavy for me.
That's a one and done.
Yeah.
That's
a one and done.
I watched that.
It's a Christmas movie. Y'all don't watch it for Christmas? Get it? It's a Christmas movie.
Yeah.
Christ is in the title.
We've been going 3 weeks.
Now I'm passing the Christ.
This you come back with?
I'm just warming up.
I don't walk out of movies.
Even if it's horrible?
I take it. You know what? I think I went to sleep purposely on this movie called The Judas Project. I just went to sleep. I was just like, you know what?
Oh, bare minimum, get a good nap.
Like, I just turned over. Though. Yeah. It wasn't even no fight. I was just like, man, fuck this movie. And then, you know.
I left my friend's house for playing Bout It. The copy was just so bad. I love it, man. I went home.
Bout It was
horrible. We supposed to play some Street Fighter 2 and have a whole good day. Yeah, this trash on.
Bout It was horrible. But, you know, the hood was loving it.
We had like a third copy of a copy. It was blurry.
What was first, Bout It, or You Got the Hookup?
Bout It.
Bout It was the first. Oh, okay.
So You Got the Hookup was like a comeback. Like,
that's when he made it.
That was the actual budget.
I got the Hookup was like the one I thought everybody saw.
Yeah, everyone liked that one, kind of.
No,
right?
No, they didn't like it. It's just everybody saw it. Oh. Yeah. We just saw it.
Bout It, no budget.
Bout It was like a underground.
It was a folk legend. Yeah. It was a folklore at first.
It was like, yo, check this out. It was like, you know. It wasn't released nationally. I Got the Hookup was.
It's like Harold's Murder Tape and Menace to Society. You heard about it, everybody ain't see it. You like,
right.
Right. But normally, I take those movies, though.
Like you said, at bare minimum, it's a nap. You can get good sleep in the movie theaters.
Yeah. Oh, man. Be like, man, forget this movie. Out. But yeah.
What else they got?
They got mad questions. DC on HBO made my mama download YouTube.
You better hide your mama. Stop it. Wait,
DC on HBO.
How was Kevin Hart's brunch, Tony, and why the other fellows wasn't invited? I don't know why. I don't know how they did the invitation process.
My cousin was there, and all my other friends was there. I wasn't there.
Oh.
Yeah.
Which cousin?
Damien was there. I saw him in the pictures.
Damien was there.
Oh, he was there. I didn't see him when I was there. I left at 3. The brunch was from... 12 to 4, I think, like, or 1 to 4. And so I left at 3 because I had to get back to Ontario. So, as a matter of fact, I was on time and, you know, early. Because when we got there, it was slim in there. And and then it started filling up. And then, and there was 3 levels to the place. It's where they're doing the heartbeat. Kevin Hart just did this huge deal where, I don't know if it's a production company they're doing now, something.
LOL and Heartbeat Productions have joined together.
Oh, okay.
And got a $100 million deal.
And this was pretty much a brunch launch for that.
How was the food?
Oh, they had to waste some of that $100 million
quick. Yeah. They have vegan options. Kev is apparently opening a vegan fast food joint.
Oh, dang.
So they had
touching
that food
everything.
At the
mad.
Bottom.
Yeah.
It was like 3 levels, and at the bottom level they had that. Oh. So me and Sabrina was like, oh, vegan milk. They was like handing the vegan milkshakes, the burgers.
How was the food?
It was good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
And they're gonna open that spot right where the Chick-fil-A is on
Hollywood down there.
Yeah.
Okay.
Right they closing. The Chick-fil-A's closing?
No. Just in that area.
He's about to protest.
Yeah,
Kev, we need Chick-fil-A.
Chick-fil-A probably don't even close.
Yeah.
There's probably not one Chick-fil-A to close.
On Sunday.
Yeah. Oh, you mean shut down?
Shut down.
Oh, yeah, no.
But she asked, why weren't we invited? I don't know.
I don't know why. I don't know how they did, because how I got invited, Tamara Goins just texted me. And so I was like, I wasn't going to go at first because I was in Ontario.
Yeah, that's
so
I crazy. I know Tamara, too. She ain't hit me.
Oh, shit.
Damn. Kevin hit me.
Oh, yeah, man. Yikes.
So,
but then again, y'all don't be hitting me to things. So
that's true.
Maybe you, Craig. I'll take that one hit.
You need to look in the mirror,
I'll take that one hit, too.
I hit you, too.
Zero.
I hit Craig.
I hit you that one time.
I hit you about the brunch. And then, you know.
No, you did hit me about the Latin night coming up.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
But it was cool, though.
What are you doing?
And I missed the photo shoots. You know what I'm saying?
You left right when they pulled the cameras
out. They were starting to. I took pictures with Quake because Quake was doing photos. So I was in the back, and then we was out.
Yeah,
took some pictures downstairs.
Ballers.
I'm trash at taking pictures myself. Like my picture taking is trash.
I thought they had a Kev cutout at one point because he was with like everybody with like the same pose. I was like, okay,
yeah.
And he just stayed in the corner. Like, come on.
He was hemmed up the whole time. Like he was just talking to people the whole time. So I didn't even get
there
a chance
gotta be a lot
to
of energy
up.
When you have to entertain everybody there
for 3 hours.
It was like every time I looked over there, he was just surrounded by people. He was just talking.
But it's great too because there's so many entertainers that he knows. So every corner you go to is either reminiscing on some shit or
Don Cheadle was there, man.
That's crazy.
The Avenger.
I seen Lil Dicky.
I didn't see him when I was there. I seen him in that picture though.
Okay.
I probably wouldn't have recognized him off top.
Right.
But I had to say something to Don Cheadle though.
Hell
I
was
like, man, you a legend, man. I don't be playing it cool with celebrities, man. Fuck that.
Wasn't he Rocket? Rocket.
Huh? Nah, I ain't hit him with the Rocket.
Which one was he?
He was Rocket. Rocket.
Yeah. Yeah. Colors.
Did he know you?
I don't think so.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I don't think so.
You got that like, by his performance and Trader,
like,
bro.
Yeah, but like, crazy.
I play it cool with celebrities, Avengers. But like also letting them know, though, that I'm a fan.
That's what I mean. Yeah, like, I'm going to let you know.
Right. I like him in Black Monday.
I love that show. Seen that Black show Monday. Funny, man.
Yeah, oh, with Yasser. Yasser's in there, too.
Yeah.
That show funny.
Come on, man. Tony. I love Don G. Man, get out of here.
I do, though.
Black Monday.
Did you see Talk to Me?
Yeah.
Oh, you did?
No, I did.
See?
Talk to Me was hella good.
Talk to Me was dope.
Yeah.
Y'all see
Trader? He didn't see it.
I believe
it.
He was a BJ.
Oh, I did see that thing.
Oh.
Yeah.
Talk to Me was good.
Okay, yeah. You got to say the VJ one.
Did you see Hotel Rwanda?
Talk to Me?
Yeah, I love that.
Okay.
Hotel Rwanda made me cry, man.
I should have loved that movie.
The very, very end. It got me.
That movie was tough.
He died in there?
No.
I don't like when I like movies that like based on like, man, that was a good movie. But like, oh, that really happened.
Man.
That like I don't be liking.
Yeah,
I be feeling bad for liking the movies. You know what I mean? Like, I'd be like, what's his name when he killed it in Forrest Whitaker in
Last King of Scotland.
He killed it.
Oh, he was amazing.
But he was a piece of shit.
He
killed it.
See, mm-hmm. I thought you was going for the samurai one.
Oh, I like that, man. Ghost Dog. I like Ghost Dog.
Ghost Dog was dope.
But he went.
I just didn't believe
kicker.
Ghost Dog.
What? I don't believe you, DC. You guys with the fake
fraud ass. I know you ain't talking.
Who are you to believe anybody?
What's wrong with the teeth, with the grill?
I was filming,
bro. You're super fraudulent right now.
You got fake titties now,
come on, bro.
He gonna come in with fake titties.
Come on. Do you see a whole BBL movement right here?
I was filming, bro.
Hold on. You see a bad bitch today. You an Atlanta equivalent of a bad bitch right now. Out there with the fake glasses and the fucking teeth.
Fine, they're off.
Take them teeth out, too.
Doing the bottom teeth flat.
Changing day to day, man.
Right.
All right. Questions. What do y'all think about Sherry Shepherd and Wendy Williams beef? I didn't know there was beef.
I didn't know either.
I thought Wendy was on. I knew Wendy wanted her show, but I didn't know there was beef.
Why would Sherry Wendy want Sherry Shepherd's show? Wendy had a show.
You mean Sherry wanted Wendy's show?
Well, it's kind of like Sherry was coming in to replace Wendy Williams because of everything that was going on with Wendy. And so, and she had different people filling in, but Sherry Shepherd was like the most consistent fill in. So they was talking about her taking that slot.
Well, can Wendy do the slot? Can she?
Wendy's been saying she wants to do the show.
To come back.
Yeah. I thought she was sick or something.
Yeah, I thought she was
tapped out. There was some health issues, and there was some issues about, you know, whoever's handling her money wasn't giving her access to it. There was a lot going on, but she feels like, you know, she
didn't
still
smash
the
method, man. I just thought I'd throw that in there.
Old school.
nothing to do with nothing.
Old school got nothing to do with, but you know. But,
I didn't know. I didn't know there was. I didn't know any.
It was in the movie.
I heard something through the realms, but I didn't know the details.
Yeah, I seen it come through the timeline, but I was like, but I thought it was all good.
Man, once they're done with you, dog, they're done with you. Wendy had a long run.
She did.
She had a great run.
Well, she has a whole big pocket of money coming to her when she goes to the web.
Right,
she can go do her own show.
Really can.
Yeah, that's true.
Really
she
can.
Got the fan base.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you think Joe Budden making money? And Wendy got a nice pocket of change coming to her.
Yeah, for sure.
Sherry did a really. She performed on Gabriel's show, Iglesias. She ripped.
Yeah,
she had a great set.
Oh, you went to Dodger Stadium?
I did.
Who all was on that lineup?
Only knew Alfred. Mm-hmm. It was a bunch of people. A lot of Latino comics I wasn't too familiar with.
Mm-hmm.
How much time did they do?
Sherry probably did about 10-15. Alfred talked about that 10-15 or something like that. They got a good chunk of time.
They did a chunk of time, and then Gabe did 2 hours?
So the show supposedly started at 8. I don't think anybody really got on stage till 8:30.
Mm-hmm.
And mind you, getting in was crazy.
Yeah,
it was literally Game 7 World Series, bro.
Wow.
It was insane.
And everybody shows up at 8.
Everybody showed up at 8, and then like, We luckily for like shout out to Alfred Robles, he gave us a good look on the parking and a good look on the access in, so I didn't have to do that long line of security that security line alone. We were like, bro, it's gonna take us forever.
Yeah.
And then where we went in, we didn't have to do any of that.
You hit him up,
VIP,
bro. He reached out.
Yeah, he reached out, bro. Was like, we were talking, and he was like, "Yo, you want tickets?" And I said, "Yeah, man." Because Yo was trying to get them, and they were sold out like instantly. Even when they brought that second show, they were sold out instantly. So homie sold out 56,000 consecutive nights.
That's crazy.
That's amazing.
And so, yeah, I mean, like, it was nuts. And then he had like a bunch of guest stars who were like, you know, like Latino heavy, you know, especially from like the radio. Big Boy came out and did he spoke. For a high
Nobody
second,
rushed
so.
The stage.
Nobody rushed the stage.
God damn it.
On Gabe. Gabe didn't come out till 10.
Damn.
Gabe didn't come out on stage until 10.
And he did too.
They
hours.
Had a 25-minute intermission in between.
Oh, okay.
Oh, damn.
And then
he came out after the intermission cold?
Yep.
Oh, yep. Wow.
And I think his boy Martin was like, all right, now you've been waiting. He did that.
Okay.
And then he proceeded to do 2.5 hours.
Wow.
Crowd went crazy.
You didn't get out of there till the next day.
Oh, it was damn near one.
He made it worth y'all money.
No, it was free for us. So it was definitely
for free. I'd be like,
amazing.
And Gabe's a monster, bro. He's a monster. He's great. For you know free? What I mean?
Storytelling, man.
Great storytelling. Great voices. The sound effects. It was dope, man.
Were there many distractions with a crowd that big?
There's so much talking.
That's what I'm saying.
But also, they're so far away. You know what I mean?
He's just doing his set. Yeah.
Because even them having to pause for the laughter seemed weird, but you know they have to wait. So they're like, yeah, so this is something. You know, it was just that they're just, but they're also used to doing these big sizes. They do these stadiums and shoot, Gabe does arenas a bunch. Right. You know? So it wasn't nothing new to them. But Alfred was like, he's like, that was crazy. And it's hometown for them.
I
think he's from Long Beach.
Yeah.
And Alfred from like East LA. So a lot of them cast was just from LA. So
yeah.
That's epic, man.
Yeah, it was dog. It was crazy.
Two shows.
He had one man industry.
Yeah, really though.
He could really Tyler Perry it up if he wants to.
And he's still kind of unknown.
Nah,
yeah.
I think so.
Yeah.
He only got 2.8 million followers on Instagram.
Yeah, he's still kind of like unknown.
But
like
those
still,
are like but followers. That's what I'm saying.
His fan base is. They're so
different than
and
somebody
loyal.
Else's 22 million, where only 50,000 show up. His 2.8 show up.
Right. That 2.8
I mean, just worldwide unknown. No, but he's known.
Yeah. I get what you're saying. Yeah. I feel like he's unknown.
Oh, the industry wants him. He's just doing a great job on his
own.
Yeah,
I mean, he's popular. Kid stuff, though. He's popular, but he's not like... Like we know, like the household names of comedians.
We
but
hear
I don't
other
think,
names way more than
he's one of the only comics I know that have kiosk and mall that just sell merch.
That just sells merch.
There.
Yeah,
but that's here also. He's from here, so I get that. He's hometown hero.
Mm-hmm. No, but that's in Dallas as well, in Texas.
That makes sense. That's his market. But his market's everywhere now. He worked really hard to go. Yeah. He's international.
Yeah. He's really a
I
want
to say he's probably
industry.
Equivalent to Russell Peters, bro.
Because when I went to his page because I was tagging him in the post. Mm-hmm. And shout out to Gabriel and Alfred for giving me my first chance on TV ever.
What you were late for on that plane? I mean, I dropped you off.
Huh? Oh, yeah. I missed the flight.
Oh, the Comedy Central joint.
Yeah, yeah, I missed that flight.
You're always late, huh?
Of course. Yeah, my booty was clenched.
And this was years ago. This was years ago.
But that's neither here nor there. We're talking about Gabriel.
Okay, my bad.
When I went to his page, I was like, he got 2.89 million followers.
Yeah, I would think he had more.
And I'm just like, man, as massive as he is, that's a low number considering. Mm. You know, when you sell out Dodger Stadium twice,
yeah, man,
you would think, you know, he would have.
And Gabe got the kids. Kids show up to his shows.
Because he has kid shows. Like, he has those Netflix shows. And
did he make the other people work clean? I mean, there was some cussing, but it wasn't crazy.
PG-13 show?
Yeah. PG-13 show. It wasn't crazy.
Mm. Okay.
It's not a Cat Williams show.
Mm. Yeah. Well, nothing is that.
Did he do a bilingual show? Or?
No, but he did some jokes in Spanish and then like fully immersed in Spanish. And then this other comedian, he probably did like 10 minutes in Spanish, which was cool.
Did you fake laugh at those?
I only knew some of the stuff and I had to keep asking my wife. I was like, did he say such and such? She's like, something, but you know, she had that fill in the blanks for me. Mm. I only know some words. I'm like, oh, I know what that means.
Was that a transition? We going into an ad?
No, it was first. But who's up first? Who's doing the first one?
I don't know if this battle was a good
time. That was bad. I was like, let's go.
No, it's just ad break.
I do not have it.
That's what we doing. Who's on the first one? I am four.
See, this is why I brought it up yesterday, so it could be smooth. Everybody get their spot.
Can someone form me the ads? I don't have them.
Chaz was like,
he ain't seen
the ads.
I just showed Keon. I don't have them, bro. I don't see them. Okay? I just showed them, bro.
This is why.
I'm sorry.
But I thought you sent it to him.
Me too.
No. Well, he said he got the email.
I saw my name in there.
He was like, I'm on my phone. I'm going to check later. So I assume he checked later.
He did say that. I showed Keon I don't have it. I don't know what's the key to the sideways thing.
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
When did you decide that you didn't have it? Right now?
Did I decide?
Just saying, man.
Just now? Or
there's plenty of time.
I'm lost.
I got a whole hand.
I'm confused, bro.
I see that in the chat.
When did this decision happen?
Y'all see I responded in the chat, right?
Oh, man.
I usually don't respond.
I thought this was solved yesterday.
I honestly thought it was done yesterday.
I tried to do it early, guys.
I thought it was
done. I'm
confused.
Let's see how you get into this one, Chaz.
Just read
with no rebuttal.
Oh, I was just waiting for you guys to be done. I didn't know you guys were cute and rip.
Go, we already tipped his butt.
No, I mean,
this question. Go ahead.
It's really hard to add stuff in there when you guys are talking because I'm trying to do like a masterpiece, which would make me want to invest in Masterworks.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right. Masterworks is a allows anyone to invest in artworks without being a millionaire. We know that. Art is one of the biggest ways to invest your money. We always hear about it, something from like a Jay-Z or such of recent, but I ain't got $2 million to put in on a masterpiece of work. But with Masterworks, you can pitch in like it's a stock market, which is super dope. Since 2017, Masterworks has offered 100 paintings and sold three, each realizing a net annualized gain about 30%. This isn't an overall indication of performance, and past performances doesn't guarantee future results. Just how you know. But I actually did it, and my painting, I can't remember what it's called, but it has gone up 0.6% in the last 2 months.
Oh, do you get to hold it? Like, do they send it to you, like, for a day out the year?
No.
And then you send it? Okay,
you don't get to post it or nothing. You just get to collect. You just get to collect on it. All right. Masterworks finds the best artists by analyzing around 6,000 up, damn near 7,000 artist markets. Purchased the best out of around 4,000 selected artists. Like I said, when I literally did it, I went on, I found some artwork that I liked. I saw ones that had a lot of was very popular, and I just pitched in some bread, dog. And
you got like $10 on Basquiat.
You're gonna need a little more than $10.
Get 50 on Monet.
You're gonna need a little more than 50. Masterwork members could potentially make a prorate proceeded by holding the paintings for 3 to 10 years and waiting for the sale by Masterwork, or you can sell your own shares, which have gone up, secondary market anytime, providing liquidity.
Ooh.
Liquidity.
Quite the word.
Yeah, put your money on that. Get it out of Bitcoin. Put it on that liquidity. Bitcoin is trash.
I went down the rabbit hole of art when I went to New York because Keith Haring is like a popular artist. From the 80s.
Keith Haring?
Yeah. Uh-huh. He drew that Crack is Whack mural that's in New York to this day. And it looked like stick figures, but they got some heft to them. Mm-hmm. Y'all probably seen his artwork somewhere.
Probably seen him, just didn't know it
was
him. Crack
is Whack, yeah. And he died in like the 80s. But his art, you know, is all over the city. And like, so then I went down, he was friends with Basquiat, and then I went down the rabbit hole on him. Because he had a painting that sold for like over $100 million.
Yes.
And I was just like.
Highest selling painting.
One of. It's not the highest. But it's. And I was just like, first of all, who bought it? And the fact that art sells, like, you know, and there's other artists that have sold more. Like Andy Warhol got like one that's over $100 million. And it's just like. And it's just one work of art from that artist, and there's more, and I'm just like...
What determines the worth of it? You know what I mean? Like,
it's each person.
The paint they use? You know what I mean? Like,
it's how you feel about it. It's all based on just
so because
how
I feel, man, this is worth this, it should be worth that to you?
Yeah, no, it's just worth that. And if someone feels like it's worth more to them, then they will.
So who was the first person to be like, Basquiat, that's $100 million. You know what I mean? Like, what makes a painting?
But also, people go looking for art. Like, there's a whole network of people who look for the next. You know, it's a whole.
He also came in under Warhol.
They already had another
friend. And another thing is, like, you know, it's pretty much one of a kind.
Right.
Oh, like, okay. It's like, you know, if you get a Jackson Pollock, that's the one that he actually
did.
He
ain't painting no replicas.
They could do replicas, but it ain't the real thing. So if you got the real thing in your crib and money's nothing to you, you're like, yo, I got the Jackson Pollock sitting here. Even though for me, like, I look at the Jackson Pollock and I'm just like, what the hell is going on?
Right.
Like, his particular style, it looked like chaos. It looked like he just threw some shit up there.
Okay.
I'd just be like, 100 million?
On that app, we get, like, Banksy, we could invest.
You get
in
Banksy, Picasso, Warhol, okay. Monet, Basquiat. Masterworks itself has over 400,000 members, and Masterworks is valued over $1 billion.
God,
so you know it's
legit. Art might be
one, man.
Art's the move, bro. Art is the move. All right, so what you guys got to do is you got to go to masterworks.com.art/issues. That is masterwork.art /issues.
Great,
go ahead and get. Thank you.
Welcome back, Ted.
Thank you, thank you. Good and job, go ahead and get job. Started, guys. Get investing in art. You can do the crypto. You can do the stocks. But man, don't overlook art. It be moving.
Yeah,
they be moving. Numbers.
I was just blown away. Like when I was doing that deep dive, and I was just like. God damn.
Oh, man, you got to come holler at me. Get on some Banksy. Get on some Cobra.
You got some Banksys?
Yeah. I love Banksy. No, I ain't got no real one.
Oh, okay.
No. I get the big print on the campus.
Big print. Man. We missing mad questions over here.
Yeah, they got a lot of questions.
They firing off. There's a lot of them.
They goddamn fools if they don't get on Masterworks. Y'all
you
forgot
got to be a goddamn fool tonight.
They see too good to do it now. Bottom teeth and
the bottom teeth and the glasses. I don't know.
Ain't too good to do.
It was a rough landing.
It looks okay. Sharp though, DC.
Big Fab. What was that Big Fab 922? I ain't got my glasses on. Who? Oh,
we Big Fish.
Damn.
Fish.
Oh, I
damn.
Can't see worth a
what up, Big, what up, Big Fish?
Big Fish. The Illuminati comes to you.
All right.
Tell you that you can have everything you want.
Great.
Money, uh-huh. Women, cars, jewels, everything.
Okay.
But you got to give up a hand, foot, eye, or ear. Are you doing it? And what you giving up? To make this question more interesting, let's say we have to give something up.
Right.
Of course, we're going to be like, no, of course not. But okay. Let's say we got to give up one of them pieces.
You can't what be fingers. Losing. It has to be a whole hand. It can't
well,
be no
he
toes.
Said, what did he say?
An eye.
He says, a hand, foot, eye, or ear.
I think I'm going to go foot.
Foot? You going to have a whole foot?
I think I might lose one ear.
Yeah, I think I'm going to get rid of an ear, bro.
Yeah, because my ear is already trash anyway. I might end up losing it regardless.
The whole ear or just our hearing?
Probably like the ear.
The ear. Go.
Can you lose an ear and still hear?
Yeah, like the whole
the whole still there.
You might look like a freak.
I could be.
I think it's probably just dangerous to just go out there with no earlobe though, like no whole.
Put
ear
an ear patch. I don't know. Do they have those sides?
I'm piercing my cheek right there.
I'll lose an ear.
I'm down with an ear. A whole hand or foot?
Yeah, I need them hands and feet, man.
You got to lose a whole foot?
Well, Keon, you know, Keon's like, well, I'm going to save half money on one.
I'm just like,
buying one shoe.
The handicap park.
They have prosthetics. You know what I mean? I don't need to run around. I'm just walking. I don't want, and it's just something I can just like, nobody's going to notice. Like
the foot? That.
With the prosthetic jeans and shoes, no.
Oh no, I don't think you get a prosthetic. I think you got a Lieutenant Dan it.
y'all
rolled it up.
Y'all tripping. I think I'm gonna lose my left hand.
Your left hand.
Because no, I'm not using my hands. Hands.
My
I
hand
need.
Because I mean.
Happy Gilmore.
Be Chubbs,
I'm gonna lose one hand because I don't want to limp. I don't want to limp, but I also don't want to not have an ear.
I don't want to.
That'll
not
look
have an
so
ear,
weird.
You don't think losing a and whole
I
hand?
No,
is
I
weird?
See more people with. Not a hand and a foot than I'd see without a whole ear.
Just
gonna
be tucking.
I feel like a whole ear would cause more. I'd have to answer more questions.
Right.
It'd cause more of a stare
like
versus
a fish.
A foot.
Right. No ear, bro.
I'll be fine.
I feel like a foot.
This
is
gone.
Like,
this is gone. This is.
But I have everything I've wanted.
Yeah.
And two good hands and two good feet.
Yeah. I need the hands and feet, man. I walk too much. I'm always
losing
stuff, handling. Text messaging, come on,
I can't game with one hand.
Yeah,
I'm not using a hand.
I don't know if I could watch Tony stand up with just a nub coming at me.
Ah,
And then not only that, it's just going to be this the whole time. It was this one dude, when we was at the Bulls-Bucks game, he knew me, and we was in the little food area, and he had a
prosthetic
fake hand.
Uh-huh.
And so when I went to dap him up, he was giving me the other hand. And I was like, man, look out, man. And I saw the fake hand. I was like, nah, man, give me this one. I made it a point to dap up that fake hand. I was holding it tight. And I came. He tried to come in when I was like, nah, man, this.
Oh, he saw you see it? Like,
well, it was like, so when we first approached, he was coming in with the other one. I was like, you know, because I don't know how to handle the other hand. I was just like, oh, shit, because I was coming in here. And I was like, oh, man, come on, man. And then, you know.
What if he wanted to feel your touch?
I know. I gave him the other, but then I went back to the.
Was it the metal one or like a rubber hand? Or
it felt like a sturdy. I don't know if it was metal.
Like tire?
Not really rubberish, uh-huh. But it was like whatever the material was. I guess it was kind of like this or something, but
oh, that's
more wooden. I don't know. It was sturdy though.
Did it make a sound?
No.
What? Man, I want to know. I ain't never, because I would, if Tony went for it, I would avoid it.
Like, is it a squeeze toy?
But then I felt bad. That's what I'm saying. Should I made it a point to?
Most people,
I wanted him to know I was fine with, with what you got going on.
Well, the left is considered disrespectful.
Like, yeah, I was like, man, right. Nah, we doing this, you know?
Because
some
do
people
you?
Just like, they shy away from it. Right. I was all in. I was like,
Have you ever had somebody with a couple fingers loose give you a handshake and you're loose. Like, oh yeah, yeah. Like gone, like,
oh, yeah.
Like I've been like, I. Like, of course, I'm a dad.
I just squeeze it.
I just wasn't ready.
Oh, I don't even lose a beat.
I'm like, ready.
Oh, you should have told me.
I don't want to make him feel weird.
There was a comedian that had.
You don't go, ah!
He has it's like,
what the fuck?
Like a palm, basically, like little, like, not even full fingers. It's just but he know it. So, and he sticks it out. When he says hi,
yeah.
He puts it out there, and you just got to squeeze the whatever it is. You know what I mean?
That little baby arm be cold.
It be so cold.
That little baby arm be cold.
It's so cold.
Oh, you need some circulation.
But he puts it,
it
out
there.
There
be no difference in the temperature.
That should be cold.
But he knows.
You don't be shaking.
He makes jokes about it and everything.
Yeah.
And like, I remember we were doing a roast one time, and it was like, every time Steve come around, he sticking that hand out, you got to grab that burrito. It feels so. But he'd be like, "What's up, man?"
Yeah,
and it hangs. So he'd be like, "What up, man?"
I like that.
And you just squeeze it. It'd be flapping around.
I love the embrace.
I'm all
dude
in.
On my high school.
So
basketball
I want to change my answer because I just thought about
the leg is ridiculous.
I just thought about the kids running around. Playing catch, blah,
you come
blah.
To the ear, man.
So I got to go ear.
You should have been over here in the first place.
Yeah, because I tell you secrets. Ground,
I don't know. I didn't want the.
How many people y'all see with no?
That's what I'm
ear
saying. It's more
head.
Of a. It's more of a.
It.
What would you rather? You rather have no hand?
I rather see. I rather have
hand
what I see most
though.
People.
Let me be the face
with.
Of one ear. Then I'll be that guy.
But I'll take the ear.
I don't care.
I got all pictures this way.
Yeah.
Tony loses left ear. I lose my right ear. We stand together. We hear
it all. We hear everything.
For me, it's not even about the. It's not even about the hearing. It's about the. Look is going crazy.
All right.
Oh man, I'm going no ear. I'm just drawing a C on this side.
The decorative.
Just
I can
a
put
C.
I can put like an earring piece
from a distance.
Right
they can't tell if it's there or not. Yeah. There's gonna be a C there with an earring printed in my face.
Yep. Yeah. It's gonna be this ear though.
I'll be on my phone tripping. In the club.
Can't hear shit.
Yeah. I'm having a ball with that missing ear.
You know, people want to talk to you in the club, they only get that
the
side.
Bad ear?
Give me that side.
You can still,
go
man,
ahead.
And nothing's happening, you can still be partying.
Yeah, and when I'm buried in the casket, lay me on the no ear side. So people just walk up to the casket.
Remember
just,
that movie with Lou Gossett Jr.? When he was dealing with an alien? What was that movie?
Gossett.
No.
Gossip.
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 When I said Gossip.
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 Yeah. You talking about Enemy Mind.
Yeah.
That was a good movie.
That's what you're going to look like.
That's fun. I'll take it, man.
I get the not one to look. I get it. That's
why
I was my first.
Like,
but,
wasn't he a gay alien in that one?
But I need my.
He got pregnant.
I don't know.
Who impregnated him?
I guess the dude that was on the planet with him. Unless he just self. Didn't he get pregnant?
I don't know, man.
Nah, he. I think he hit.
Was
the
it from
alien.
Dennis Quaid?
I think so. I don't know.
That was a good.
I'll
question.
Look into.
I want to play a role like that where you don't see me. You don't know it's me.
Oh yeah, he was alien.
Yeah. Y'all got life insurance?
Yeah,
I do.
I probably need some more.
Good. I gotta up it though.
OWGA. Yeah.
I gotta up it as well, man. The dope part about, you know, Reed took out life insurance on the boys. Mm-hmm. So, you know, Serene's funeral was covered.
Nice. Oh, amen.
And so, you know, the village came through though. I've been wanting to post about what the village did exactly for us because when I put the Cash App and Venmo up there, people flooded in with stuff, and it was just like, oh, damn.
You didn't want to do it.
Yeah, I remember one part. Didn't we shut it? Didn't you shut it down?
I shut it down. Yeah, like, put it back up. So I want to tell people what that did for us. Since the funeral was pretty much covered, the village covered family travel because we had to. A
couple trips.
COVID hit.
Mm-hmm.
So
mm-hmm.
Family had to come back and forth. So y'all covered family travel, Airbnb, hotels, food for all the family.
Mm-hmm.
When the COVID hit, y'all covered me running around, getting COVID tests, the at-home COVID tests. I went to like 8 different CVSs that
I remember
day.
That. Mm-hmm.
It was crazy. Y'all covered missed work. You know, y'all covered, you know, I was able to help out family members that caught COVID because they came out here. And then I was able to chip in on work that they missed, all kind of stuff. So you know, The Village came through for
it
sure.
It was crucial, bro.
Yeah.
Crucial.
Yeah. So even though the funeral part was covered because, you know, Ree had their life insurance. And it's funny, you don't never think about life insurance on your own children. You just be like, let me make sure I'm covered.
Right.
Just in case I'm gone. And then, but you never foresee the worst of the worst. And then he's like, God damn. But Ladder, you know, Ladder offers this type of insurance.
Smooth.
So it makes perfect sense on why you need, you know, life insurance, especially term coverage, which is surprisingly affordable. So why not pay a bit each month to protect the ones you love? If you're asking yourself this question, choose Ladder. Ladder is 100% digital. No doctors, no needles, no paperwork. When you apply for $3 million in coverage or less, just answer a few questions about your health and an application. You just need a few minutes and a phone or laptop to apply. Ladder's smart algorithms work in real time. Mm-hmm. So you'll find out if you're instantly approved. No hidden fees. Cancel anytime. Get a full refund if you change your mind in the first 30 days. Mm. Ladder policies are issued by insurers with long proven histories of payment claims. They're rated A and A plus by AM Best. Ladder's customer rates them 4.8 out of 5 stars on Trustpilot, and they made Forbes Best Life Insurance 2021 list. Finally, since life insurance costs more as you age, now's the time to cross it off your list. So go to ladderlife.com/issues today. To see if you're instantly approved. That's Ladder, LADDER life.com/issues. LadderLife.com/issues. And get in on that today. That's pretty easy, man.
Super easy. Mm-hmm.
That's what turns a lot of people off when you're getting life insurance. You feel like it's like a lot you got to do.
Right.
You got to go to the doctor. You
got
to
do
the. Yeah.
You got to get tested. Blood work.
You got to get tested.
That.
You got to run a mile. Yep. Let's see what you got going on.
You don't
on.
Qualify.
They want to make sure you're going to be alive.
As a matter of fact, I think that was my first HIV test.
Your first ever?
Yeah.
Man, you out here, man.
That was my first
Took
one.
Took you that long?
Mm-hmm.
Shit.
God damn.
No. I got tested because I got tested for everything sexual. But is HIV test different? Is it separate?
HIV?
HIV?
I don't know. HTV make you different? That's the OG version of HIV.
It depends on the place. Sometimes they just automatically test for that. But sometimes you got to ask. Like herpes is a separate test. Sometimes HIV can be. So you just got to make sure. So when you go for your physical and they show you the blood work in the back, that's what I'll be watching the most. I'll be like, hey, go to their back page. What the back page looking like? When they give you your whole like list.
Yeah.
And it be showing all the little stuff. And I'll be like, yeah.
I just know my last two was the two. When I got tested before, it was just on some, I'm good. But my last two, which was the insurance and just my checkup, was the first time I really paid attention. Like, right.
Was you nervous?
All right, no.
Yeah.
I only got nervous for a second when I got the physical because he came back in. He was like, hey, we want to retest your heart because the reading came back. And I was like, what you talking about, man?
Yeah.
Like, well, my phone was in my pocket. So it messed up the test.
Oh, yeah.
Remember I hit y'all and I was like, bro, they said something. Like, I was scared.
Yeah.
I was like, yo. So I think in my mind, too, I was like, yeah, do my chest hurt? Like,
right.
You know what I mean? And then when I took my phone out and they retested it. It was like, oh, you good. I was like, all right.
Yeah.
Because I know, you know, I've had friends and family, especially athletes, you know, they had them enlarged hearts and stuff. So I was like, oh, is it finally catching up to me? Like,
yeah.
But it was all good.
It's scary, man.
It was all good.
Y'all ever been scared on the HIV test?
No. Hell yeah. I ain't go back. I didn't want my results. I said, you know what? I'm good.
Well, why you think
nobody gonna have to go back? No,
oh, yeah,
I mean,
they call, exactly.
If you don't hear
call,
that, you did good.
News, right? Yeah.
I ain't going back.
So, okay, then I did, because I remember that conversation. If we don't call, you're good.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, that's why I didn't call.
The don't call makes me nervous because I ignore a lot of calls. So it's like, man, what if I miss the doctor? You know what I mean? So it'd be like, if I don't know the number, I usually don't answer. And if they don't leave a voicemail, then it's just like, is that the
I don't
like
trust Baker? Front desk workers, so I call anyway. I'm like, nah.
With my shit.
Just to make sure.
You might have just forgot.
Yeah.
Let me make
How come
sure.
don't nobody be nervous more often though?
What you mean?
I'm nervous on every test, especially like you know, if I was sexually active, big nervous. Condom or not, I'd be like, man, what if? Would everybody be so? Like, I'd be nervous, man, back in the day,
if I got HIV right now, he'd be gone tomorrow, dog. He'd be like, there's so many things now to make it easy. So far undetected, it's came a long
way. Sure. For sure.
Now more people are living with it.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, you just dropped, what is it called? The pre?
The prep.
Yeah.
You can take prep right now and hope to get it. You may not get it.
Hopefully it just becomes like, you know, it might get to a point where it's just like, you know, essentially it might just turn into like a herpes type thing.
Or maybe a COVID shit.
Yeah, right? Where it's just like, you know, you just have it, but it's not like life-threatening.
COVID.
Yeah, this came a long way.
That'll take a while for it to get to that level where it, you know, it doesn't cause, you know, AIDS because the virus shuts down all the immune fighting elements, gets your blood count down and your T cells, and then, but it might evolve into like, or our bodies might get immune to it. You know,
we might be grandparents like, I remember HIV.
Yeah. Jesus, take people out, man.
Everybody got it. It's like a cold. Oh, yeah. Boy,
I had a bout of HIV.
I kind of hope it does that because it's a lot of like, there's a lot of people worldwide with HIV. It's like, and it always makes me sad when I look at those, especially in Africa. Mm-hmm. It always makes me sad looking at those numbers. Right. I'm just like, God damn it.
It's crazy.
Yeah.
Who took it over there? I still think it's man-made.
Who fucking needs babies?
I think so too.
I think every all this shit, somebody in a lab fucking around.
I think it's man-made. Then, if it ain't been around for mad long, like syphilis and all them, I'd be like, who made this?
What kind of evil person would create a disease?
Well, they always looking. They always doing shit. They always
like germ warfare. All that shit. That's a long-going thing.
They use it on the Native Americans with the smallpox.
From smallpox to mustard gas.
Certain regions aren't supposed to be cold in different places. Like that's why a lot of these when smallpox came over is because the Europeans weren't supposed to be over here.
Right.
They brought that shit over.
Mm-hmm.
So now it's the same thing. It's like when you go to different countries and drink the water, you get sick as hell. Because
were they injecting the Native Americans?
No, they were just giving them blankets and stuff. Yeah, they
just
being
dirty.
The blankets. Yeah. They're like, oh, it's a gift.
There you go.
Oh, they cold.
Yeah.
They just had it. Like, if you interact with somebody, they just give it to you. It doesn't take much.
And that's what wiped out the majority of them.
Well, they're saying that's what wiped out a lot of the civilizations in the Amazon.
Yeah, Aztecs and Mayans.
And they're finding a lot of the civilizations
now. Something that you've never been exposed to before.
Right.
Your body has no idea.
People came, then they left and came back like 50, 75 years later. Like, I swear there was people here.
Yeah.
It was just
jungle. They said it came, exactly. And that's how they
conquered. The cool part, it was no knowledge of you know, what we know now. They had no clue.
They just had to take it.
Yep.
And it pretty much, like, you would get it, and then it's like basically having a disease, and then you have no idea you have it, and then you go around your people.
Right.
And then you end spread up passing it. Yep. And it just continuously spreads.
You keep trying to get help and sending somebody to the next city.
Yep.
And they just bring it
over. But they don't know what it is. They don't know what it is. Terrible.
We need help.
Yeah. It's crazy. It's scary.
I didn't even think about that. Mm-hmm. You go to the next town yonder to get a
we
hand.
Need help.
You just see can stuff be passed through food?
Hepatitis.
Sure. Stuff gets passed through water.
Yeah, diseases definitely go through. Yeah. Like salmonella is another one.
Yeah.
It goes through animals.
Different animals.
Mad cow.
You can get you can get a lot of bacteria from if you don't cook that food well enough.
That's right.
Yeah.
Tear your ass up.
Let me get that rare cow, baby.
Yeah, no, it won't pass through your food if you use HelloFresh.
Oh.
HelloFresh for the natives.
Get your farm fresh pre-portioned ingredients and seasonal recipes delivered right to your doorstep.
Mm.
Skipping trips to the grocery store.
That's what I'm talking about.
I hate being out at the grocery store nowadays. I like it sometimes, but I'd rather have
I
that.
I shop too frequently. I'm really like Craig with the daily shop.
Hey, oh, yeah, really? I like to just deliver it to my doorstep. Makes it more convenient.
DC gets one persimmon a day from the grocery store.
HelloFresh is 72% cheaper than dining at a restaurant and even cheaper than grocery shopping. That's money back in your pocket. And we all love to say that good money. I want to keep my money in my pocket. Pick your favorites from 50 different weekly options and skip weeks when you need to change your delivery date or update your preference all in the HelloFresh app.
That's
so that makes it hella convenient, bro. What you want to do is go to HelloFresh.com/issue16 and use the code issue16 for up to 16 free meals and 3 gifts. Once again, HelloFresh.com/issue16. Use the codes issue16 for up to 16 free meals,
16 free meals
and 3 free gifts.
You got to be a goddamn idiot.
Let them know. Let them know.
Now, that was HelloFresh, not HelloFresh.
HelloFresh.
Black version.
Even though he's from the Bay.
HelloFresh. Got a HelloFresh.
No, that was my teeth. I couldn't. My teeth wouldn't let me say it right.
HelloFresh. I got to shoot with 40, man. He was mad cool.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
I wanted to stay up there.
He was mad cool.
Yeah.
I wanted to stay up there.
He was real cool.
Y'all had Big Daddy Kane up there.
Fuck E-40. All that, nigga. Marla Gibbs was amazing.
Yeah,
see, that was like the biggest. That was when I was most hyped about.
Oh, man. Seasoned really? veteran.
Yeah,
she's a legend.
Yeah,
man.
I didn't think
she's 90.
She's 90.
Wow.
And I didn't know she was gonna come in. She was. You know, she had a joke. I had to write a rap for her. She nailed it.
Yeah,
like she was great, bro.
Hey man, she
how'd
does
the rap
this?
Go?
Great. Oh, how was? It was something like. No, I have.
Yo, let me tell you something. Let me tell you how amazing that is. We'll still be able to function at a high level at 90.
Oh, it's crazy.
Because I just be thinking like, you know, I be thinking about mortality all the time now. And I just be thinking about dementia,
right.
Alzheimer's, just memory loss.
Right.
And I just be like, man, to still be able to go to a set and still be like, boom, boom, boom,
work,
boom, boom,
right.
At 90.
Yeah, right. that's like going and brushing her teeth.
Yeah.
And she's been on top for the
You know what's crazy? What if, like, because she's been doing it so long, that's like her go-to. That's the thing she can do. Like, what if she does have struggle with everything, but when it comes to acting, no, no,
she's
I do
on,
this.
Yeah, right. It's on, yeah.
Like,
this
I do
is what
this.
I do.
Right. But everything, but it's like, no, go brush your teeth.
Oh, no. A lot of older actresses are like that. We had Betty White on, and she was like, just in her little zone. And then when it was like acting, she's like, oh, energy, let's go.
Yeah.
Man.
Yeah.
I was like, oh, okay.
This was the bars I gave her. I said, your granddaddy's in my mentions. He about to have a stroke because I gave him hypertension.
Oh,
but in the end, okay. I'm taking his pension.
Ooh,
and they was like, ah, bam, 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 bam.
Chaz was in the background.
Well, what was E-40 doing on there?
So E-40 played our chef. He played the goon with the spoon, Chef Earl. And he brought his own products and stuff like that. So he actually has a goon with the spoon, burritos and sausage. And yo.
That's really his stuff.
He does that for real.
What's your favorite one?
Everything was gone.
I know
got to.
Well,
oh, so apparently it was good.
Yeah, they killed it. I didn't get a chance to get any. But yo, kudos to 40 because he came in not knowing a single line, still ripped.
Mostly freestyle.
Homie was super lit and still like killed the shit.
Sabrina said Big Daddy Kane was killing.
He did a great job.
Yeah,
I was super impressed that he came and he killed. So it was it was a great shoot, bro. It was cool to see that.
You say super lit, like what? What do you mean?
Like he was yeah,
oh, sipping.
A lot.
Oh, okay.
A lot when you go like light looked over and was like, is that water? I said, yeah.
His name is Earl 40.
And he was drinking he's got his own wine, you know what I mean? So
the hustle don't stop.
If Keelan wasn't sick, I would have stayed.
Yeah. It was a good time, bro.
Yeah.
And then he was just like, man, giving us positivity, and I ain't posting on this shit, but I just got like mad video of him just chopping it up. It was mad so down to earth, bro. Mad cool.
Yeah.
Great dude.
Tell me you know me.
But Ben, shout out to Bentley though. Bentley wore the hella hoodie while he was there though.
I seen that. Yeah.
Yeah,
so he got beef with Keon, so I can't bring up Keon.
That's why I wanted to stay because they was like, he coming on set, and I was like,
I'm
looking at Keelan over there. I was like, we gotta do this goddamn treatment for
I ain't
asthma
bring
boy
up
over here.
Either, so I was like, I don't know, man. He might not mess with y'all.
But
bro.
I wanted to come up there and be like,
Ben
so,
heavy in the bay too.
You still upset, man?
His family, his whole family from there.
Yeah,
yeah. He's a roll with.
What's y'all favorite E-40 song? Sprinkle Me.
Sprinkle
or Hurricane.
But you know what I also like?
I'm
also
sorry,
like
Zoom.
The...
But Zoom.
Zoom.
I'm going to bring it all the way up to Go Stupid.
Okay.
I like International.
Yeah.
But it might be Sprinkle Me.
Sugar.
Captain Save-A-Ho.
Is that I want to be saved.
Yeah. That's the click.
Yeah,
that's the click.
Yeah, it counts.
Yeah. It might be...
It might
Tell
be
me when to go.
Bro.
Wait, no, that's
no,
not him.
It's that B-side.
Well, it's Keek.
Technically.
Oh, that was Keek's song? In 4 years feature?
Yeah. It's Keek the Sneak song.
No, that's E-40 song.
E-40 feature. But 40 kind of took over the song.
So does it count?
100% 40 song.
Yeah.
I forgot the name.
If it don't count, I'll take it off the table. But if it can count,
it's one of them situations. Gouda. Where like
Gouda is my favorite.
I like Gouda.
I think Tell Me When to Go might be 40.
It's gotta be 40, bro.
That beat is just killer.
I just remember when the video dropped, I was like, yes.
Bro, when it played, it sounded like it was popping off the trunk. Man. I was like, I hear this in my car already, bro. Yeah.
You just like, knew. I'm like, man, I gotta listen to this.
Most Bay people I know tell me Gouda. Go Gouda if you go Gouda. 40. You got Gouda.
Tell Me When to Go is 40.
Okay,
it is
40, that's it.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, because it was on Keek was featured. Yeah. Mm-hmm. It was on 40 was it was on what's it called? Street. It dropped when I was in college. It had the album had it said E-40 in yellow and it had
The Hall of Game?
No, it's Gouda's on that album too, I believe. Let me look it up.
But I asked him about
Get a Report Card.
There you go.
Yeah.
Mm. I asked him if because I said I felt like that song popped when it dropped. It didn't like boom right away.
He said, "Wait, you asked him
this
what?"
This is what I was telling him. I was like, you know, because that song dropped in what 2005, 2006, right? Yeah, I was still in Michigan, so you know I'm a minute away. So I was like, "Yo, did you feel like it didn't boom right away?" Mm-hmm. Because I feel like it was out and then it didn't come up. And then all of a sudden it took over.
Yeah.
And then he was like in the Bay was cracking. He was like, it wasn't even a hesitation. But he was like, I don't know what takes everybody so long to get it. But he was like, but once that did, he was like, man, my career have been crazy since that song.
Yeah.
And he was already big. He was already
popular. That was late.
He was
in
household
the game.
Name after that. Yeah.
That was
damn near 20 years later.
Yeah. Right.
He became a household name after that point.
Yeah.
So then I mean, when to go. He became a household name multiple times. Like he'd disappear for a while, then come back. Yeah. Like, oh,
he always come back with some heat. Mm-hmm. And that, I love artists when they can pop and then they kind of.
He's very good at branding too, though. He'll do a movie. He'll do, you know, a wine. He'll do like he's a hustler.
He's actually one of the first people.
He has a hard alcohol out now.
He was selling his albums out the trunk. That whole entrepreneurial spirit is
always one of the first one pushing entrepreneurship from and he owned the Fat Burgers back in the day.
Mm. He owned Fat Burgers back in the day.
Yeah,
he
had a couple franchises. Yep.
Wow. Dog, come on,
and that was just dope to see because I really like seeing artists like that weren't dependent on the label. And, you know, getting played by the label, they all going to play you.
Right.
So it was just like, man, this shit right here.
Right.
I didn't even know you could own a Fat Burger.
Yeah. Just like, oh, serious? You can own one?
I thought you had to open your own burger spot and call it like Earl's. I didn't know you could be like, nah.
Earl's.
That's probably coming, too. He's probably going to have his own. But he's in shelves, bro. Like, he's on shelves. Yeah. Like, that's dope.
Yeah.
I just bought a bottle. What you say? That's super dope.
I want him to be like Paul Newman, man.
Right.
You know, the Paul Newman dressing be sitting up in the shelves. It just be sitting there for years.
I don't like it, but it'd be,
I never get it, but
he's doing numbers, bro.
I always say what's up to Paul Newman.
His vinaigrette is good. I always get the lemonade.
Vinaigrette, can you mess up vinaigrette?
It's tough to mess up vinaigrette.
Yeah. I really like cilantro lime now. That's probably my favorite dressing now.
I like the flavoring of it. I don't like the creaminess of it.
Oh, no, I'm in. Because the El Torito got a good one.
DC don't like the cream.
Y'all don't like the cream on me.
Nobody like blue cheese? I'm only nigga like blue cheese.
No. Blue cheese, I love blue cheese. Blue cheese.
Okay. Oh, that cheese white in the corner of my mouth.
I don't like blue cheese.
I don't like blue cheese.
I don't like the taste.
The way it feels back here at the end of it.
All right.
It's too strong. That mold tastes too strong.
What are you talking about?
When you're like,
blue cheese.
Y'all the ones that ate mold off a sandwich.
No, that was you.
Sour cream.
No, I was the one saying don't eat the mold off the sandwich.
No, I would take the mold off. When I see the mold, I would take that piece off and continue with the rest.
Yeah,
oh,
I done that.
Oh, that was the thing.
I'll do that all day, man.
Yeah.
I eat off the floor, though. I'm a savage.
I eat off the floor.
I ain't gonna lie.
I eat off the floor.
It depends on the floor it dropped on,
of course.
First of all.
I had a bomb-ass bathroom.
Yeah, we in the public bathroom at 12. Oh.
Yeah, well, Tony dropped your wing. Tony Wood, he sleeps on the floor in bathrooms. So I said, you slept on the floor in the bathroom, so you would definitely eat.
I was comfortable, too.
I don't think about the counting. I just, like, it dropped. I'm going to get it.
Yeah, I don't count. I'll just be like, God damn it.
It depends what it is, too. If it's, like, wet. Because it
like
comes up with
scrambled egg, and you got to scoop it off the floor.
No.
But if it's something like
a bounce to it,
you just got to expect it, bro.
A little candy.
Yeah.
You eat that candy off the floor.
But it also depends when and where. Like, and then, in my house, if I ain't freshly, that dog hair be everywhere. So I'll be like,
right. Oh, yeah.
I'd be like, I'm good. Just go ahead. Because
the animal hairs be like,
it's everywhere, bro. I'll be like, I vacuum several times a day.
Yeah. I love the resilience of those dogs.
Them niggas. I'm sick of them dogs. They are 16. They will not die.
Them dogs are here to stay.
They be chilling. They be chilling, too.
Maybe he ran this morning. I was like, he got years.
You got a couple baby wipes.
It made me so mad to see him run because they old, so they be walking around. But then today he like looked up and took off running. I was like, shit.
Yeah.
I'm still spry, baby.
Yeah. I feel like he did it because he saw me looking like, look what I can still do.
I've never seen y'all walk them. Do you walk? Do y'all
she
walk
walks
them?
Well, okay.
I don't walk them.
I don't want to do nothing to prolong. She'll take them on hikes, but they can't hang like they used to. So she takes them on shorter. But I don't do nothing to prolong their life.
Are they too small to walk?
No, you'd be like,
I ain't walking that little ass dog.
No, I just
with them, it seemed like you let them out and they'd come back. They'd go walk themselves and come back.
Your dog got mauled and he was still fine.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. He survived that attack. I'm like, what you doing, bro? And he deserved the attack because I was saying that for years. I was like, your dog can get his ass kicked one day because y'all doing some shit. And this time he actually didn't do nothing, but I felt like it was
the karma.
Yeah, from years of you doing shit that you shouldn't have been doing.
Right.
That dog tore his ass up
over there sniffing balls. What's wrong with you?
Man. He was always like bark, like chasing after dog, like just doing. I'm like, you this big,
right?
And then that dog got a hold of his ass and tore him apart.
If I get a dog, he got to be able to handle hikes and walks, or she. Oh, yeah. I've been with people when they bring
they
their
just
dogs,
old now. That's why.
Yeah, no, I've been seeing now. Young dogs be like, I'll be like, nigga,
what we doing? Yeah, I need a little fear in my play fighting with my dog.
I need the dog to be able to hang.
I don't like when I see people let their dogs like dictate what they doing. Like the dog be like, I ain't moving.
That's what I'm saying.
Like sit
I
with the dog.
I can't deal with it.
Wait till he get his energy up.
Nope.
What you doing? You tired? What you gonna do?
They gotta get a chihuahua.
Dogs gotta move
like
when
the
I
longest.
Move.
They live the longest.
I shouldn't have more energy
than
my dog.
They live like some of the longest out of all the dogs. Yeah, chihuahua.
I feel like
people
the smaller
have
breeds last long.
They got all.
Some, but not all of them.
I learned about chihuahuas. You don't really got to care about them. You just let them roam in the neighborhood. Yeah. I know in my neighborhood, they're just random chihuahuas roaming. I'm like, yo, there's coyotes.
Chihuahuas are extremely popular
just be roaming.
I'm not a fan of that breed.
I'm not a fan.
Damn, either.
They're ugly big little dogs. Things, man.
I like big dogs.
Yeah, I get one of the feral dogs.
Pitbull's my favorite dog,
really. Yeah. Oh, Pitbull is my favorite
right
now.
That's
sweetest dog.
That ain't a dog.
Pitbull, Rottweiler.
It's an animal.
Those are like my top two. I like Chows a lot. They got a lot of personalities.
Chows are evil.
Why are they so angry? Because
they think they lie.
They look nice, but they be like, hey, look at
you. They definitely more aggressive than they look.
Nah, bro.
That purple tongue they got.
Yeah. They got purple tongue?
Yeah, they got purple tongue.
That's crazy ass purple tongue.
Dog, Chows are fluffy.
They look
adorable,
man, but they will tear your ass.
Every owner of a child be like, nah, don't pet it.
Yeah, don't.
Do it bite?
Yeah. Yep.
I think little dogs is angry.
You got a boxer. Yeah. Boxers are dope.
I like boxers.
Like I said, a feral. I love the feral hounds. I don't know what they're really called, but they're called like Anubis dogs.
I like
the big ass feral
hound.
Oh, massive.
I want a massive. Oh, yeah. You can't take that massive nowhere.
I want a dog big that you just run when I let it off.
Great Dane.
It ain't after you.
What kind of dog does DL have?
It's a Kisha. It's like a Japanese dog.
Like an Akita. What those things called?
Akita?
Something like that, yeah.
Yeah.
Does it look like a husky?
They look like them Chows.
Bigger?
It looks like a husky with a fatter face. And just
my mom got those.
Yeah,
I heard those are pretty vicious when they.
If they're very protective of one owner in the house.
Oh, okay.
Mm-mm. Yeah, but that's just you.
One owner.
That's dope to me.
Well, you and Sabrina getting tore up.
Any dog
it'll probably clean
the
Sabrina.
Kind of bother me though, low key.
You said what?
Huskies, because they're like wolves, basically. Huskies. Anything close to a husky is like,
huskies are bad though.
No,
I keep hearing that about
huskies.
Them.
I had a husky. Extremely social. Mm. They like to talk.
You
and
see that video
bark
I posted of that husky?
All that stuff like that. They're
he was stealing. He was stealing food.
Knocking over the water.
He was
an asshole. I never seen a dog do that.
Yeah, he was an asshole.
He was like, okay, y'all want to? Nobody.
That dog was an asshole.
He was an asshole.
Straight husky.
Wait, what about the ones on
the pettiest thing I ever seen in my life?
The ones Holly Berry had on John Wick. Those were
those are German.
Those are Malinois or something like that.
Yeah, they weren't just straight German shepherds. They were a different breed. Yeah.
They probably believe like the police dog. Because people think police dogs are German shepherds and they're not.
Right.
Oh, they're not.
No, I like them though. I like the dogs.
They look
people
similar,
hide.
But they're very
German
different.
Shepherds are actually skinnier, right?
Yeah.
German shepherds are they have more hair on them. It looks like German shepherds' hair is a little longer.
That's one of the greatest.
I think the police dogs are actually smaller.
Yeah.
Yeah, they are smaller than German shepherds.
But they are really athletic.
I like German shepherds too.
Like
what are they, like Merle
me too.
Or whatever. Yeah.
They get all fucked up.
I don't know the name.
Their
hips be
all messed up later
color.
On. 10 years,
yeah,
like a good
like a
8 years,
brown,
and they start
brown,
break
brown.
Down.
Yeah. I like humans.
Belgian Malinois.
Oh shit, that's a tough word right there.
That's too many dog breeds out there.
Man. Oh, I can't keep track. I don't be doing nothing.
I like pet hair, not all in my house.
Yeah, they shed too much.
The hair is so annoying.
I'm sick. That's why. Like people think I hate the dogs, and I'm like. the thing I hate the most is I'm always cleaning.
Then you would hate Akita's because in the backyard when they go through the—is it called mulching or whatever?
Mulching, right?
Yeah, you just see patches of hair flying.
I'm so tired.
Dogs don't seem like they
house.
Shed that much though.
Because I'm constantly shed, cleaning.
Oh, your dogs
constantly. Yeah.
Chihuahuas and them, those little guys don't shed that much.
The one, the girl doesn't that much. The boy, that's all he does, and it's just like it's just hair. Every
it's so much cat.
Dogs, you got a shake.
Oh my god,
so much.
I'll be.
They would like to rub up on you, be like,
I'll be like, every time they on me, like, I like touching them with my hands and stuff, but when they come on my pants and they just be like, I'll be like, damn.
I would get a hairless cat just because of that.
They be looking
but Midnight, Midnight, if you got on black, with Midnight, you can't really see his hair.
Do you have lotion a hairless cat?
You see it on the floor.
Yes.
Oh, you do?
Yeah. You got to put some oil on them, yeah,
I
for
don't
sure.
I think so.
They're pretty fragile.
They're going to be hilarious. An ashy cat?
Hey, man. Midnight lips is ashy.
They're pretty fragile.
An ashy cat. Yeah,
hilarious.
Yeah, I would hate to see somebody lotion a cat, bro.
Right, let me do that.
I'll do it.
They probably like it.
I lotion my cat every day if I had one of the firms. I call him skinless, even though it's all skin.
You see, you call him skinless.
Skinless, even though it's all the skin.
If you lotion the cat, would you lotion everything?
Like the package, like you mean the sack?
I'll
lotion their little balls.
Yeah.
Touching pet balls is different.
Cat balls when we was kids, like, Julie.
We had a song. I'm not lotioning.
Yeah, I remember when I touched my dog's balls, I was like, it wasn't that bad.
Yeah,
I had to wash his balls.
He had disgusting balls. Yeah, human balls.
Hey, it wasn't that bad, bro. I had to wash his balls.
I hope
you
was like five, bro. I feel like DC did this at a good teenage.
I didn't lotion his balls down. I just washed his balls.
Yeah.
You're like, relax, little fella.
Yeah.
Let some of that tension out.
If somebody washes you, you want them to wash your balls, right?
You can do a quick wipe through, but with a towel, with the washcloth. You was hand to hand.
Hand to hand. Give me your balls.
I got your blue.
Your dog had loose balls. It's supposed to have little tight
what
balls.
What if you was watching him if the dog looked over his shoulder back at you? Like,
hey, man.
Like, what if
he
looked
start,
like
he started kicking his leg?
He had a smirk.
That's his spot.
Like,
hold on, he spit some of it.
That's why I draw the line.
Now y'all doing too much.
They turned into it. This is basically how your question is.
Yeah. Looked over.
Poo. That's mad funny.
He put blue chew in his dog food. Got an erection.
Get him off. Oh, that little pink thing come out.
Yeah, the lipstick.
Oh, yeah, when the pink come out, I'm out.
Yeah, I'm done that. I wonder if a dog could take a blue chew.
Oh, yeah.
Nah, that's
I wonder what it'll do.
We don't recommend it.
Right.
It don't do nothing to your heart.
Oh, yeah, that's right. That's blue chew you're talking about.
That's blue chew, man.
That's just tearing up legs everywhere.
Blue Chew is a unique online service that delivers the same active ingredients as Viagra and Cialis, but in chewable tablets and a fraction of the cost. You can take them anytime, day or night, so you can plan ahead. Be ready whenever the opportunity arises. The process is simple. You sign up at BlueChew.com. You consult one of their licensed medical providers. And once you're approved, you'll receive your prescription within days. Nice. Best part, it's all done online. No visits to the doctors, none of that. Comes in a private box. Yeah. Nobody knows what it is. You just get it. You pop it, and you pop it. You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? You feel me?
Nobody in your business.
Nobody in your business. You're doing, you got to do. And I've tried it.
Okay.
It works.
Oh.
You know what I mean? I'm guessing it's, you know, depending on who you are. But for me, it definitely,
Yeah.
Good night.
Yeah. Yeah. So you can try Blue Chew free when you use the promo code Issues.
Issues.
And just pay the $5 shipping. That's it. So it's BlueChew.com, promo code Issues to receive your first month for free. BlueChew.com for more details and important safety information.
That's mad cheap.
Yeah.
Mad cheap, man. You got a question for us, DC?
I didn't have a question.
Y'all got to answer this question right here. They're going to kill y'all in the chat if y'all don't answer Kyle's question.
Which one? They're going to kill us in the chat.
Right there. He put it in there like 5 times.
Kyle was here. My favorite dog. Okay. It's a company that turns your ashes into a record. Enough for 5 songs. What 5 songs are y'all choosing to remember
that's
you
a
by?
Good one.
Oh wow!
My favorite dog.
Well, we already answered.
Wait,
my favorite dog
was just like that. Okay. Was just a
he just put that there to
play
try
in.
To get y'all
he said
attention.
My favorite dog is this question.
He's been asking this question since right. like since we started.
Okay. Yo, they really do that.
They really been going.
Yeah.
Oh shit!
And then, then on YouTube they get mad when we answer their questions and not the YouTube.
Oh yeah, we definitely got to answer some YouTube questions.
Wait, what's the question?
So they have a thing where they can turn your ashes into a record that plays 5 songs. What would your 5 songs be? I like that. And I would do that with my ashes, just a portion.
Okay.
That's pretty good. A pretty creative idea.
Hell yeah!
It leaves your family with something.
They literally. I didn't know that was an option. I might do that with some of Serene's ashes.
I'm gonna go with. Thank you, Jesus, for answering this question.
Life's a Bitch by Nas. Dreams by Fleetwood Mac.
Okay.
I'm doing.
Sorry.
I might do Sailing.
Start threatening your kid.
Well, he get out early. His classes are
done. I might do.
Let's see.
So we got Life's a Bitch, Dreams by Fleetwood Mac, maybe Sailing by Christopher Cross.
Sailing.
Take me away.
With you.
Kiss of Life by Sade.
Ooh. Fancy.
And In a Sentimental Mood by John Coltrane and Duke Ellington.
Okay.
That's my
You went jazz on there.
You gotta throw that jazz in there.
Your songs is gonna be from the last 10 years.
They're gonna be like Country Grammar by Nelly. some
goofy shit. Danny Brown.
Don't understand.
Danny Brown. And Lose Yourself by Eminem.
I hate Danny's voice, bro.
Danny Brown.
I hate his voice. You said Lose Yourself.
I like Danny Brown's voice when he had the chip tooth.
I like Danny.
Now
yeah.
he got the tip, the tooth fixed and cut his hair.
He's changed.
What you got, Chad?
I'm gonna go. I don't know if I have five off top, but let me see. I have Kanye, All Falls Down. It's one of my favorite songs ever. Mm-hmm. I'm probably gonna do Outkast. Come on, give it to me.
What album is it?
Bombo Baghdad?
Elevator?
It's on the Quimini. Art of Storytelling?
Art of Storytelling. Thank you, sir.
You might remember the song that's like going that on your album.
I'm just, I'm blank.
It's a tough question, man.
It's a tough question, bro. Yeah. I might do a Rare Brandy song, Have You Ever.
Oh, I thought you meant Whoa. I want to be down. I was like, okay, no. You're going in strong.
You want to be down in that ground?
Have you ever loved somebody so much right, it yeah, makes yeah. you yeah. cry? No? Have you ever?
It's a good song.
Okay. Shit.
What was that, three?
Yeah, it was hard.
That's it? Damn.
How'd you name five so fast?
Hey, man, I do this.
Come back to me. Somebody else, let me fill in my blank.
Gregory.
I'm going to go.
It's going to be some bullshit.
Yeah, it's going to be a bunch of bullshit. Tekashi 6ix9ine.
I'm going with Big Daddy Kane Ain't No Half Stepping.
Okay.
I'm going with Michael Jackson, Blame It on the Boogie.
Okay.
The Boogie killed Creed. You know the Boogie killed him.
I'm going to go with Zoom by the Commodores.
Mm.
Oh.
Zoom.
Yeah.
I don't know if I
know
that.
I know you don't know that one.
But E-40 took that beat.
Yeah, he did.
Uh-huh. And that's one of his best songs.
Then I'm going to go with Harold Melvin in the Blue Notes.
What song? What Does It Take? Oh, no, that's when you walk in the All-Stars.
I'll go with Turn Off the Lights by Teddy P.
Ooh.
It's getting romantic on your way out.
Teddy P's in both, I like Teddy P.
Teddy P.
Then I'm going to go with, this is where it gets hard. I'm going to go with, Say You, Say Me, Say It Together.
That's the way it should be. Lionel Richie.
Yeah. And then last one.
That's five, I think.
That's four.
Right. You got Say You, Say Me, Turn Off the Light.
Zoom.
Ain't No Half Stepping, Zoom. And
That was it. Yeah.
Okay.
Then I'm gonna go with Biggie, Life After Death.
Mm.
The was Bones and Biggie, that one.
Oh, Notorious Thug.
Yeah.
So
I thought it was Biggie song. You got your last two?
I have Isley Brothers, For the Love of You.
Oh, I thought he was going with Isley Brothers and R. Kelly.
I thought he was going with Voyage to Atlanta.
That's right. That's what one of
the guitar.
Yeah.
I thought he was going, what the hell is going on? In the streets between.
And then I thought about... The one I'm on the fences is one of my favorite songs. It's very inappropriate for my death, but Give Me the Loot by Biggie is one of my favorite songs.
That's a good song, man.
Yeah.
He was two people in that song.
It's crazy. I kept asking to who's the other dude. I was like, who's the other guy? And I guess I was supposed to be Nas.
I thought it was D-Dot. I thought it was Derek
I guess
D-Dot.
It was supposed to be Nas.
Oh, Nas was supposed to be on that track?
Yeah.
Really?
I guess so. That's what I read.
Wow. Man. I swore it was D-Dot Angeletti, the mad rapper, because it sounded a little
bit. It was Biggie.
It was Biggie, man.
I had no idea.
Motherfucker. Give me the pinky ring and the number one mob pendant.
Love it. Yeah.
Mine would probably change within the wind, but Voyage to Atlantis will be one. That just amazing.
That guitar at the beginning.
I put some Kings of Leon on there. Stormy Weather. Benny the Butcher and
Benny the Butcher.
Yeah, Benny the Butcher and
Jayco?
Gibbs.
Oh, One Way
Song you come out to. I love that. I keep going back to that song.
Fire.
Modest Mouse, probably Float On.
Okay.
And something from Sales.
Sales.
What's that sales called? They got a lot of songs. So anything from Sales will be on there.
Giovanna said Coldplay.
If I did Coldplay, it wouldn't be Clocks. It would be Yellow.
I got two Lionel Richies on mine. I just thought about it.
Oh yeah, the Commodore.
The Commodore. Yeah.
All right, a lot of Lionel Richie in your final.
Hey man, I don't even listen to Lionel like that.
I need a full album though.
Five songs is hard, bro.
Little EP,
right?
I need to like sit down and go through some music.
I mean, it's tough. I'm pretty confident with my top five.
See, I would have had a commission song on there. I didn't even get to go into depth like my.
Yeah,
but they like Yellow.
Yeah, Yellow is fire, man. I gotta make me a Coldplay playlist.
Oh yeah.
A cold playlist.
I'm
here all week, guys. Here all week.
I don't know what week we are in. Did you guys already talk about your Netflix show, the festival? Has that been discussed in here since?
No. That just happened.
I'm telling you, man, it's been a long couple weeks.
It was last week. Yeah, it was last Wednesday.
Great. Kudos to you, my friend.
Thanks,
kudos
man.
To DC. Keanu's gone. Keenan. Cornelia and Ruben Paul. It was an amazing show.
Thanks, man. Chaz was there.
I was there. I was the one. Did you know who I was? Every time someone yelled out, "We love you, Tony," that was me.
That was you?
That was me.
You
both times.
Oh, really?
You had to.
You said, "Love you too."
Tony was like, thank you.
I was with Ruben the night before.
That was me.
If I'd known it was Chaz, I would have ripped him.
I know he would have, too. I sit in the corner. We're on the side.
He's in different spots in the crowd every time. We love you, Tony. He's moving around.
So, to see like all the different... to see all the different festivals in there, and to see, I heard some stories of ones that didn't go so well.
Yeah,
and then yours was amazing. It was lit. The crowd was lit, and it was great. It was a great show. Everybody ripped.
Tony had the most people at that venue.
Yeah,
mm-hmm.
I believe it, bro. It was packed out, and it was dope.
Energy was great, man.
And
it was
had
fun.
Solid, decent food there.
That
was decent.
I saw people grabbing plates.
Yeah,
The girl in the front in the front left, she had like a
I know they had drinks. I didn't see
the plate of food. Yeah,
their macaroni and cheese looked mad
really
soupy.
Oh,
that was the only thing I said. I was like, I don't know. Yo had it. It might not have been that bad.
Macaroni and cheese.
Good. It was like moving back and forth. I said, that's not macaroni.
Nah,
I should be able to grab my.
It was moving like waves.
Yeah. I said, that's not.
That's disgusting.
That's not right. But the rest of it was solid.
Man. That's why I didn't get that line like macaroni in the pot. I was like, macaroni don't make no sound.
Nah, right.
Nah. Oh, you mean white people macaroni in the pot?
Yeah. Well, actually, it can make a sound even
if it's really cheesy. It'll sound like
My mac is baked. Yeah, even the bake doesn't make a sound.
Oh, not when it's cooking.
When you get to the middle,
I understand. You want it to be. I understand that little crust is in there.
You want it to be gooey.
You talking about when you put the spoon in there, it's gonna go.
Yeah.
That's what she meant, macaroni. But I don't know why macaroni is in the pot. When the water is kind of drained out and you stirring it, it's going to be. That's that wet and gushy.
Have you heard anything else like about it? Like, did you get some love and kudos from Netflix or anybody else?
No.
Wasn't a word?
Nah. Yeah. They were. They was happy with the turnout.
They should.
And, that's all I heard so far. You know,
I love
they're gonna
you
be talking
like,
to the agents more than me. But
like you were like, "Yeah, man," because we don't need Netflix. Although I want y'all to notice that I'm doing it. But hey, some of y'all stuff y'all don't be winning. But
yeah.
But I love it. Like, you can't be talking about them.
Yeah, man, they're gonna get this work regardless, man. I'm like, look, man, right. Everything y'all put out ain't hidden.
Yeah,
and they know it. Shit.
I happened a lot of trash on Netflix. I was sleeping through
everybody
that.
Everybody got a lot of trash on there. But anywho, not to take away, what you did was tremendous, bro. It's been
thanks, man.
I've seen your grind, you know what I'm saying? From open mic days. So
open mic, man.
To be headlining your own festival for Netflix and then selecting you is it's a great, amazing accomplishment. As DC said,
all,
epic.
Yeah, I
gave
all
you
that
kudos.
Now.
As DC, I was with
I
you on the epic
it was
train.
A special moment
it was.
In history.
It was. It was.
And these slimy bastards
you're right.
fought me on it.
They
and
did.
I was, like,
I was
this
on
is...
your side. You're right. There were some naysayers.
naysayers, bro. Pissing me off. What do you mean? No,
and
really
then,
a
and
big
then they
deal.
All came around because this was elves, and they all came around.
Let's get to the questions, bro. God damn it, man. Let's get to these questions.
Wish Kenan was here so I could grill him, too.
Yeah, bro. It was all on. This
was epic about it. And what was so good? What was special
yeah,
about
right,
it?
Right.
All
right.
So, Funny Making JG on YouTube.
Okay.
Funny Making.
Yeah.
Funny Making
question.
JG.
Your child is a celebrity, uh-huh. and their agent convinces them in order to grow their stardom, they have to go to the I grew up with no fam / father support route when interviewed.
Coy Leroy.
Are you exposing the fraudulence or letting them go have a better life that you always wanted for them? It's a great question.
That's the Angelina Jolie, Coy Leroy question.
So wait, so
that's a great question. So basically, we got a child as a celebrity, uh-huh. and to make the story more compelling, uh-huh. they're going to go the, I didn't have no family / father support. So they're giving us that compelling. Mm-hmm.
So Izzy's out here talking when I wasn't around.
This mm-hmm. is straight fraudulence. But so are you gonna expose them or are you gonna let them flourish with the fraudulence?
It depends on how well I'm doing. If I'm not doing so well,
yeah.
then
you gonna live in a tell all book.
But if I'm doing well, actually I'm gonna expose you.
Yeah.
If I'm doing good, I'm like, you know, goddamn well, none of that happened. But
right.
if I'm not doing well, I'm going to let you live your life because I pop sneak some bread. But you're right about that tell-all book.
Also, oh, so if you're doing well,
I think
you'd be willing to support your
No.
Your
if
kid
I'm doing well,
you
I'm calling out the lies.
That's what I mean.
Yeah.
Why? Because you're doing well.
Because I go, I don't need you for money right now, right?
Oh, you oh, okay. I see what you're saying.
So then I'm saying you're not going to tell these. You know, goddamn, I was there. Every
if you're gonna slander, if you're gonna slander my name and image,
yeah,
I'm gonna need a percentage
of the festivities
you got going on since you live in a lie.
Because I
gotta
swallow this shit.
Yeah, they're gonna be looking at you. Look at you.
Like I know,
clinging to your child now that they done blew up.
Yeah,
yeah, and that's gonna be the look.
It's definitely easier. I think I would really care about what the public think, how they're treating me. You know
yeah.
what I mean? Because they're gonna be treating me like you did.
Oh
your
yeah.
Baby. You know what I mean? Like
they gonna be throwing shit.
Especially
at you at the grocery
how
time.
Much you sacrifice, how much you
right.
give. You're like,
yeah.
nah, fam, we're not.
Especially
nah.
when you put the work in.
Yeah.
And I wouldn't want. Sometimes the kids really start. Like they might like put it on thick. Like they know they really love you, but then when someone's around, they're like, shut up, dad. You were never. You know what I mean? Like.
Yeah. But what if this little piece. Is really what's needed to propel them to a fantastic life financially.
I take the hit.
You gonna take the
yeah,
hit?
Yeah, I take the hit. I'll take the hit on that.
See,
yeah.
With me, I'm not parenting for recognition
mm-hmm.
because you'll realize I have multiple kids, so one of them's gonna blame you for everything anyway,
right.
Good or bad. So it's not for the recognition, but it's like I'm also becoming more aware of how the industry works in today's climate where it's you're working when you're on camera and you're off camera.
Yeah.
So if we're sitting in Hawaii watching videos of how she hates me or he hates me,
mm-hmm.
I'm with it.
Take the hit.
Yeah.
Take the hit. Because I don't want to be like, oh, you ruining my name.
Well, I mean, it might start affecting your career. Amber Heard, right, and Johnny Depp going through a whole defamation case. He lost money. If people start like, oh, he's an abuser, he's neglectful, that can hurt your money. People might not
oh, want yeah, we got to work on the story.
It
you
can.
Ain't going to be saying
it
that
can definitely
I
hurt
you.
What you got going
absolutely.
On.
Absolutely. Now, I can't get work because nothing that you said happened?
Yeah.
Yeah, but your daughter's working. Like crazy.
Well, like
now.
I said, if I'm doing well, I'm calling it out. If I'm not doing well, let the lie live on. But you're not just gonna. No.
This is a tough one, man.
It's tough,
cause,
bro.
Because it's like you know you put your kids before yourself at all times,
mm-hmm.
and so
if Sincere called you, he's like, "Yo, Dad, listen, Dad, I got a chance to make a gang of money, okay? And I got the everything I need. I just need to say how much you sucked as a father. I just need to tell dad, listen, this is Sesame Year for the rest of my life. I need you to go online. I got to tell you that you weren't there. You were abusive. All these other things.
Damn,
that you
abusive too?
All that. You got to get the story
Let me just
thing.
Not be there. Hold on. Let me take the question.
And then he's like, and big boy's on the phone now.
Let's just say I grew up with no fam father support. Okay. There's no abuse in
there. Okay, no abuse. No. Yeah. Okay. Neglect.
Okay, I wasn't there.
You weren't denied there. Every phone call. He tried to have a relationship with you. You just weren't having it.
He's not saying you played with the puppy's balls and his balls.
Just straight. I want nothing. He wanted nothing to do with me.
Dang, man.
And that hurts me.
It's tough, bro. My father wanted nothing to do with me.
It's tough because, you know, I have a career.
Right.
So him saying that would hurt me.
Because you have a great father
image.
He'd
be like, man, I ain't coming to see Tony, man. He don't even take care of his kids.
Yeah, he's been lying all this time about how good of a father he is.
Yeah.
The Faker Baker
But that's
boys.
Kind of what went on with Angelina Jolie and
John Voight.
And it kind of is going on now with Coy Leroy and Benzino.
Angelina said John wasn't there for her?
Yeah.
Oh.
And they were estranged for a long period of time. Oh.
That's not true? Or it is true?
That's what the story was.
Oh, okay.
That's different if it's true.
I don't know if it's true.
Yeah.
But Benzino this is clearly for his life.
And we don't know what Benzino's story is
but
true
I feel
or
like
not
Benzino never really had a strong...
He had the Source magazine. He had a whole bunch of
rap presence, musically.
Oh, definitely not.
What you mean? He was Boston's only...
He had albums.
He beefed
he,
with...
I ain't know about Benzino until Jay-Z was ripping
I'm not going to be going along with it, though. Like, I'm not going to be doing interviews like, wasn't there and this and that. I'm going to just not be saying nothing.
Yeah, the thing is, we just not going to... What's up,
B-Lou? Yeah, I'm just not going to say... I'm not going to be acting up, with you. I'm going to just be like, this is what you telling him I do. This is what I do.
Oh,
you
feeling... I'm going to be posting on IG. I'm going to be posting every week that we spent together on IG.
Oh, my. Proof from is a in baby. The book.
Yeah,
you
that's
see
what I'm
the
saying.
Fabulous Baker Boy hashtag.
He calls you and he's like, I need you to delete all those.
Hell nah, we ain't doing all
dang,
that.
Man.
Nah, we ain't doing all
that.
Bro.
Scrub your page. You don't understand. I have the chance to set up everything.
I'm just
my
not going
to
deny it.
You know what? I'm not going to expose him. I'm going to let him get that bread.
Right, get your money.
I'm going to just take the L.
We have enough money for everybody. All
right, so this is the question, Lou.
That's more material for you.
Yeah.
You got a Hawks hat on.
So your child.
Why y'all? What's up,
man?
Because
you ain't got no team.
Then you lost.
You ain't got no team. All right, Lou. All right. Your child is a celebrity, and their agent convinces them in order to grow their stardom, they have to go to the I grew up with no fam / father support route
so
when interviewed. So they basically got to paint the picture that you wasn't there for them growing up. Are you exposing the fraudulence or letting them go have a better life that you always wanted for them?
Hell no, I'm exposing the fraudulence. No, just because I'm an active father, though.
Yeah.
We all are. I'm just saying in the aspect for the people out here. Yeah, I'm an active father, so hell no, you can't say I wasn't there.
But they
no.
Gonna be rich and successful,
right.
Man.
Yeah, yeah.
But they gonna get a better life, man.
What's the better life?
They gonna be rich
the
and successful.
Yeah.
So millions, and then they get the, they, and they keep just saying that I wasn't shit and I wasn't a no nigga.
You
wasn't.
They keep getting more.
That's going to your soul.
But they're they like future billionaires.
But y'all good. Money, you know y'all good.
But money still don't.
It's a lie, though.
Money,
dude.
No, but money still, that all that what y'all saying is not going to override the energy that they already outputting when y'all come into close proximity.
No, but she ain't treating
you
differently.
Oh, yeah, they're like, oh, when you get close
and power when you.
Right, exactly.
But the people is going to be mad. It's going to be negative
gonna be
energy
weird.
Towards
yeah,
you. Yeah,
so the energy,
sure.
But the energy is going to override
you.
You're
going to be like a side
as
dad.
As far as into your head.
But your daughters are going to set you up for life.
True.
You don't
it's
ever need
to
work.
Your
head.
You a side daddy.
No, exactly, but it's going to give it to your head.
When the cameras come in the restaurant.
So they got lies and shit. So then you're going to start thinking like, damn, do y'all really not want to fuck with me because y'all busy or is it something else?
No, she texts you, I love you every day, daddy.
Yeah, but all that.
She had Thanksgiving.
Let you know, don't watch Channel 5 News. Because I'm
ready to shreds again, Dad.
Hell no, I'm too
okay,
much
bye.
Of a hell no, my daughter getting choked out. What the fuck you mean I wasn't? No, I was okay, sorry, man, I know, man.
This is why
nah,
I'm
that's a good question.
Who said, what y'all said? What you said?
I said I'll be hurt.
You'll be hurt, but you're going to do it.
I ain't going to mess up the bag.
But
I ain't
going to
mess up the bag.
It's all about the money, Craig. What you said?
No, I said I'm not in for the recognition.
Exactly, bro. My dog.
No, I'm selling out, too.
You going to let it happen?
Yeah, we all selling out. That's the biggest sellout. No, he was the biggest sellout.
Hey, don't worry about the details, man.
Hey, Tony, I almost took that.
Yeah, we all sold out.
Man, y'all sneaking some money. Dancing ass, booty shaking ass niggas. We might want to get some money in here and start throwing dollars, you booty shaking ass niggas. And man, them niggas sold us out, man. God damn, man.
Booty
shaking ass niggas, man.
I should have took the dap when I had it.
Damn, I'm the only one that said I would be hurt, though. These niggas ain't say nothing about me.
That's right. I can't have this.
We some booty shaking ass niggas.
God damn, man. You niggas want that
bread. Oh, that's funny, though. He got me reevaluating my pick. You know what? It's all about the integrity of fatherhood.
Yeah, maybe we should just be broke at home.
Yeah, we could be broke together. It's gonna build character in the long run. Anyway, DC, where you at, man?
Oh, this week, man. I'm in Florida, Atlanta, and I forgot.
Okay, y'all in Atlanta next week?
Yeah, Florida, Atlanta. Hold on, I'll tell you right now. Biloxi, Mississippi, Atlanta,
Biloxi,
and Florida. Seminole Hard Rock Casino.
Let's go.
Beau Rivage Theater and Center Stage in Atlanta.
Come on, man, let's go.
DC out here, man.
And he in D.C.
Ain't you in D.C.?
No, that's not this week.
No.
But no, it's but it's next week.
Oh.
He got that coming on the back end. I'm like, man,
D.C.
Ain't you tired?
Yeah.
No, he ain't tired.
And I'm coming back to do daddy issues.
Let's go. Man.
I'm going to come back after this week and do daddy issues and then go to D.C.
And he writing the trouble that's going to go on between him and his daughter. So she
and my daughter graduate this week.
Oh, snap. Yeah. Hey. You going to the graduation?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Next.
Next graduate on Sunday.
A.K.
D.C. Okay. Two for two.
Man.
Two for two.
What's up, DC?
Gregory.
Yeah. The whole speech is going to be like, my dad wasn't there for me.
He's a booty shaking ass nigga.
Booty rump shaking ass nigga. Make the booty bounce.
What's up, Lance? What's going on?
We got Lance in the building.
Lance coming in.
Sacramento's
finest. Lance coming in here looking like a third down wide receiver on his off day.
Third down. Gregory, where you at?
Man, I had Craig Wayne's on everything. Oh, yeah. My son won Prom King.
Yeah. Oh, hey. Prom King. Big Wayne's, man.
See.
He's living it up.
Big Sage.
Did you put the crown on?
No, I was at the prom.
Put the crown on, tilt it to
the
side.
I got the pictures.
Take a picture of it and then draw it and then use that as your profile pic.
Big Sage.
That's the story of my profile pic. Serena won homecoming. I wore it. Somebody drew me, and that's been the picture.
Oh, that was his crown.
Yeah, that was Serene's crown.
I didn't know that. Yeah.
Still got that joint.
That makes me the homecoming emperor. I mean, the prom emperor.
Yeah.
The prom king.
I love Sage's confidence that he was recording himself winning. Sage was like, oh, yeah, that's what's up. He was already recording.
I got it in the
bro.
Bag.
Oh, what a surprise. What a surprise.
Sage said, when you win prom king.
Sage said, I know I won this thing.
Didn't see this coming, yo.
Yeah.
It's crazy.
I'm nowhere, bro. I'm done. I'm done for a minute.
You got a couple weeks up.
I need to sleep. I haven't slept in 2 months.
What are you done with?
We finished Partners in Rhyme season two with Miss MC Light. It was one of the more challenging shoots we've done, but fun. Mm. Just exhausting. Mm. I think you knew what we had that one night. We were there to 6.
Oh,
I was there
Sabrina,
to 6:45.
I woke up. Sabrina wasn't even in the bed. I'm like, man, 6:45,
bro. We worked till 6:45 in the morning, dog.
That's crazy.
It was nuts. It was like I said, it was more. COVID got us early, and we had a hard time recovering from just all the changes. But
y'all hiring?
No, we're done. We're done until the next. But, you know, it was great. Yeah, man, Sabrina got a chance to come. She did her thing. She was great.
Oh, man, yeah. She loved it.
I'm great.
She loving it.
Chad's daughter looked like him, too, by the way.
Hey, thank you, sir. Thank you,
sir. She looked like yo, man.
No, I seen her last night.
She looked like yo.
You saw her last night look like me. Oh, yeah, I'm sorry. Live is just Five-ish is coming back. Me and Lack will be back. Like I said.
That's Lacaroni and Chaz.
Lacaroni and Chaz, yeah. I didn't record this Sunday, but I'm back in action now.
Shout out. out to Deion Lack for coaching the Warriors last night.
He said coaching the Warriors.
Thank you, Lack. Yeah, he brought filled in. Got us a good victory. For us,
Steve Kerr.
Hating nigga right there.
Warriors. Oh, that little victory. Like, Mike,
he looked like.
Mike, thanks Brown to me, nigga. Deion Lack, man.
Thanks to you for what? Thanks to me for doing my Drake. I got the Drake curse. When I started saying the team won, they end up losing.
But Drake got a little bit of victory.
Yeah, he did.
With his Raptors.
Yeah,
he got one. He snuck
with
one.
The upset.
Sure B-Lew,
what you got?
Where you at, Lou? What I got to promote? Roast Me Season 5 is live on Caffeine.
Hey.
Roast this podcast every Tuesday, 6 to 9 p.m. on Caffeine.
Love it.
I'm in Houston this week. Houston with Afion Crockett. Houston. Featuring. Yeah. I'm featuring, not hosting.
Oh.
Yeah. Uh-oh. Feature slot. Time to get my chops back. Yeah. Feature slot this weekend in Houston. Houston. And then I'm back with my brother, man. Next week, we kick off the end of the month in D.C. and Raleigh.
D.C. going to be in Raleigh.
Back to back.
Yeah.
Did you say C-?
Back to back.
T-Bay.
No, I haven't. I got to get back.
D.C. sold out.
Okay, my bad.
D.C. sold out.
D.C. been sold out,
D.C. sold out quick.
Woo! I'm saying, shout out to DC and make sure you bring merch, DC.
Oh,
yeah, don't be leaving money on the table.
I got it, man.
You gotta have DC merch in DC.
I got it.
They gonna buy it on the strip of just DC.
I'm gonna make a DC
it.
Shirt.
You got to. He ain't gonna do it.
I will. I love DC.
I love DC or something.
Yeah. Let's do it. That way.
It's your merch, but it's they can be like, yo, of course
Lens
you love
Lens DC. Glasses, every yep. city.
Let's do it, baby.
That merch sells itself.
Lensless glasses, every yeah. city.
He looking like the nigga from Paid in Full.
Money yep. making
Mitch. Who the fuck is the Kermit the Face Frog nigga now? Fuck is wrong with your back, Junior?
Oh, man. The slimy nigga.
That nigga was dirty.
No, he was dirty, bro.
Lou, Lou's that nigga who come off the bench, gave you 40, bro. You
like, yeah, oh, like Lou Williams. Yeah. Yeah.
Man, you know what I'm saying? Yeah, nigga 5 more minutes.
Lou came out of nowhere.
That's all you need,
bro. Lou came in hot.
Man, that's all you need,
booty shaking ass. Booty shaking ass nigga.
Lou said, y'all need some energy?
Man, where you at, Tony? All right, so this weekend I'm off, thank God.
Hey,
I'm doing a show at the Hollywood Improv. I'm just part of a lineup on that show this Sunday at the Hollywood Improv. make sure you check out Verbal Cardio. New episodes drop every Wednesday. Tune in for that. I'm gonna do a Doctor Strange 2 review this week. Movie nights. I'm doing movie nights this week, starting. Actually, this is gonna post Thursday, but
we'll be watching.
For those of y'all that are in the chat, I gotta finish Moon Knight. I wanna watch Drag Me to Hell with y'all and some other stuff that we gotta watch and check out. So, you know, if you're not a member of the Patreon, join up. Movie Nights is coming back with a vengeance. And
how much is your Patreon?
If you're in Raleigh, North Carolina, get your tickets. If you're in Boston is gonna be the first official theater that I've done on the road.
Ooh. Hey, turn up.
So the pressure is on. The pressure is on. One night only, a theater, the Wilbur Theater.
What night you
September
going?
11th.
September 11th. 9/11.
Yep, 9/11. But don't be all superstitious, man. Pull up. It's going to be a good time. Tickets are on sale now, so pull up for that. And
Hartford, what is it? Hartford, then
Hartford,
Boston?
Connecticut the day before. Two shows in Hartford, Connecticut, one night only, and then Boston the next night.
Driving down there?
Yeah, might as well drive, man. These flights are getting ridiculous, man. Every flight costs $1,000.
If I ain't working, I'm coming.
Ridiculous. Are you doing that? Is that the comedy spot that's like in the old church?
The Wilbur?
Is that the name of it between Boston and Connecticut?
Oh, I don't know.
No.
The Wilbur Theater has been there since 1913.
Yeah. The Wilbur's in Boston. I've been there.
Oh, okay. It's
in Boston.
Boston proper.
Yeah, you pass. It's like downtown. You pass where the Celtics play. I remember seeing that. Yeah, you pass where the Celtics play, and it's there.
Okay.
It's like in the heart. It's gritty.
You're going to love
the food
in Boston.
When does the NBA season start again?
October. The day after Halloween or the day before Halloween.
You're going to love the food out there, Tony.
Oh, yeah? Boston vegan options?
Fast food. I don't know if they got vegan. You might have to leave vegan at home.
I'm going to try their pizza.
Boston got fire-ass food. You're
Remo Mills. Yeah. Remo Mills.
Remo
said D.C. going to leave some money on the table.
Oh, Remo.
D.C. leaving money on the table for sure.
I'll be getting that bread.
You can make mad money. In D.C. with the D.C. merch.
Six shows. We had a Sunday, too, man.
We had a Sunday? And a Sunday and a TB?
Yeah, we got Thursday through Sunday. It's
Thursday
six shows.
Thursday through Sunday,
week,
my boy.
Yeah, it's money. Don't leave the money on the table, man. Shout out to Ontario, California. They all showed up and showed out.
No, they didn't show did.
And it was incredible, man. Y'all number two right now on the list.
Damn. Ontario was cracking,
Ontario
though.
Big,
too. Yeah, it's a big venue, and they were buying merch.
Man, they were buying merch.
They was buying.
You sold out?
I sold out.
Oh, yeah.
You leaving money on the table.
Yeah. Nigga.
Why is this the rumor when I be
cause
making
you just
money.
Bring the bare minimum.
That's all I can afford.
Anyway, he on the road every day of his life. All he can afford. Anyway, thanks for tuning in. We back next week. If you got any questions for us, ask us in the YouTube comment section and we'll tackle them on the show. Shout out to the Chatsworth, Keon's cousins, the patron saints, all that is morphed into one beautiful collective of community. We see y'all and we out.
We out.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.